If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
Chocolate rain. Some stay dry and others feel the pain. Chocolate rain. A baby born will die before the sin. Chocolate rain.
Listen to me, okay? And please believe what I'm saying. I truly don't like you as a person. Can't one human being not like another human being? Can't we all just not get along?
Yeah! Yeah! Everybody! You! Eat suck your mom! Die, die, die! Your mom! Die, die, die! Your mom! Die, die, die! Your mom! Yeah!
And now,
we hope you have a good time. We hope you enjoy yourselves, and I thank you all for coming. And, what do I do now? What?
Die.
Oh, yes, that's it. Oh, for God's sakes, I'm sorry. Please watch this. I didn't know that, for crying out loud.
Our feature presentation.
It's only your show. Why would
that's
you know
Jerry.
That?
He's only done only... it for 200 years.
Exactly.
And by the way, if you recall, that was from this past year's Labor Day Telethon from Jerry Lewis. That was in the first half hour. It's not like he was weary. Not like he was 20 hours in and he was confused as to what was next. It was right at the beginning of the show.
You don't think he starts weary? You don't think he's been weary now for about 12 years?
Yeah, maybe.
Nonstop being tired?
Yeah.
I mean, I would imagine there would be a great deal of preparation that would be involved, a great deal of running around, details to work out, and that sort of thing.
By staff.
You probably don't just wake up 20 minutes before you go on the air, I imagine.
Well, he does now, clearly.
I would guess he does, though. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I mean, I know there's a lot of work, but not by him.
Look, he's a blowhard. I understand that. But the dude does raise $60 million dollars in a weekend, so I got to cut him a little bit of slack. I mean, I guess I'm glad he still does it. No one watches it, and he still is able to raise all that money because it's, you know, it's mostly corporate donations now. It used to be you got a lot of money from the people at home, but no one watches it now.
Well, corporate donations and blackmail. you know that dude that you played a couple of minutes ago with the audio? Yeah, F your mom, yeah, die.
Mm-hmm. Guy from the Slayer parking lot, right?
The Slayer parking lot. You got to go see that video if you haven't seen it yet at KROQ.com. Because we did take a video camera to the Slayer
show. I've never seen that.
Oh, you haven't?
You never watched the video?
What?
I did not, no.
These people are magic. It was just gold. We would just walk from one group to the next and go, yes, I love you.
You went to that show, right?
Yeah.
You and Mike went to see Slayer, right?
Slayer, Marilyn Manson. It was at Irvine Meadows, whatever they call it now.
Verizon Wireless.
Yes. And just to go in the parking lot, you know, we went over to one group where they were drinking heavy, and then we went someplace else, and we looked back, and the cops were busting the group we were just at.
Really?
Yeah. It was just, it was.
Was this before the show?
Yep.
Excellent.
Yep.
That's the best. What? That guy is my favorite guy.
Me too.
You've ever interviewed. He's the best. But what? What's the other show coming up, Mike, that you think is going to be comparable?
This Saturday.
Lamb of God?
This Saturday, Lamb of God and Killswitch Engage at, I think, Long Beach Arena. But Lightning was right. I hate to say it. Lightning was definitely right. This is going to be a lot of metalheads, but it's not going to have the same, like, washed out scumbag factor that a Slayer show has, you know?
Because Lamb of God's, the fans are a little brighter, you mean?
And younger. I mean, it's going to be college students, a lot of hipster kids, too. Slayer fans get like the 1983 washouts that have been listening to Slayer since they were in junior high, you know? And so.
And they've been drugged for a week looking forward to the show by the time they get there.
I mean, for instance, being that guy, if you don't watch the video, you don't know that guy, the F Your Mom guy, he's in a wheelchair. He's in a wheelchair. I mean, he's magic. He was in a band called Massive Head Wound.
That's a great name.
And then there's another guy in there that was talking about how much his mom is a whore. My mom is a whore, he said. I was like, what the?
Speaking of the hard rock, I can't believe I forgot this. When we talked to Serge over the weekend, Serge Tankian, was at the Acoustic Christmas show from System of a Down, I didn't realize that after that big MTV Video Music Award performance that he did, remember, with Foo Fighters in their suite at the hotel.
Right.
That one of the guys in System got into a serious knockdown, drag-out brawl with the lead singer of Mastodon. And I think the Mastodon guy, like, lost teeth and got a fracture in his skull and the whole deal. I mean, it was a beatdown, apparently.
Wow.
Really?
Did you guys hear anything about that?
No.
Yeah, I read about that recently. Big-ass fight, apparently, broke out after that thing. I know. Dude.
Good times.
I know.
I love that.
I just can't. I mean, Serge, not involved, as you know, as far as I understand, wasn't even there. But I mean, he's a guy you can't imagine ever getting involved in a fight like that. I mean, he would just—he'd talk his way out of it.
Sure. He's nicest, calmest, guy, yeah. most peaceful guy you'll ever meet in your life.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I love that Mastodon. I know Mike's a big fan of them too, but that sounds like a fight. That's awesome. You don't hear about those kind of fights between rock bands very often.
It's too bad. They need to step it up.
You don't hear about rock band fights that Josh Homme from Queens isn't involved in.
That's true.
That is true.
They all revolve around him.
Right.
All right, 5:37. It's Tuesday morning, everybody, and it is the 11th of Double December.
That's right. They're breasts.
That woman seems angry.
She does. A little bit.
She should be a little happier with what's going on there.
I didn't see Miss Double December 2008 Cassidy at the show on Sunday night, but I've decided that I miss her.
Okay. And what does that mean to us people who see you once a year? You don't leave your house.
Can she do traffic? I mean, is there some way we can like integrate her into the show on a more regular basis? That's all I'm suggesting.
She doesn't do traffic with her breasts being.
Well, but could she?
She would bring them with her,
though. You need her to find something she can do with her breasts.
I got
something.
Yeah. All right.
By the way, I know we don't have time to talk about this, but you're going to laugh so hard, Kevin, when I tell you that I'm reading this morning the president of Iran, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
He's got a blog.
Yeah. No, he does not.
He does.
I did
he
hear does. About he that.
Here's why gay people deserve to die.
It's not like that, but it is funny that the people who post comments on his blog, believe me, are not "you suck." They're really "His Excellency, it gives me immense pleasure to visit your site and post my comments on this fabulous blog of a leader of the free world," of you know, and on and on.
So he may not even write it. It's just a
he does. He absolutely he does write it.
But fact, I hear that if, they yes. edit the comments.
Oh, sure.
Obviously.
Of course, it's random.
He says they edit them for space, is what he says. But,
right.
You know,
I think they kill the people who say the bad stuff.
Yeah, and
that's
the,
how they edit
the leader of North Korea also shot a perfect golf score.
Yeah, every time he plays.
Holes in one every time he plays. So.
Well, I will tell you that I have learned a little bit of something from the president's blog, and I now will start all the posts on my blog like this: "In the name of the Almighty God, the All-Knowing, the Most Lovingly Compassionate." That's going to be my new open also. But
excellent.
I don't think that fits you as much as it does him.
Anyway, if you wanted to add something to douchebags who have blogs, Kevin, now you can add the president of Iran.
Does it have an English translation?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah, it's in English and in what do they speak? Farsi? Persian?
Maybe.
Yeah, whatever
I don't
it is.
Know.
Yeah, it's got both. Yeah.
Farsi.
Fantastic. Send me that link. I'm going to need to respond to that, I think.
Are you going to write in?
Yeah.
You going to post some comments?
You do good work.
It is weird, though. There are Americans who have left posts on it, you know, after his appearance at that university. Was it Columbia he spoke at? And he got shouted down and everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they wrote in and said, "Hey, I'm really sorry about the way you were treated," and blah, blah, blah. But I'm sure Lisa's right that there were other people who wrote in and said, "You're an idiot and you should never have come," and blah, blah, blah. And they probably didn't even post those.
No. Sure. All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay.
We are going to tell you today about a story and a guy and a hamburger and a condom.
And
that's a grouping of things that you don't ever want together. You don't ever want to hear hamburger and condom in the same paragraph, even.
Well,
I don't even know how you'd go that quickly in a paragraph.
Say not less.
Let alone the same sentence.
Yeah. Well, I took my date out for a hamburger, then we stopped about condoms on the way back to the
hotel.
Okay, that would be all right.
That's not what happened, but that would be all right.
No.
Yeah. So, condom burgers today on the Kevin and Bean Show. Bean's going to introduce us to some Christmas music. He's a Christmas music fanatic and has a song by the Three Stooges.
No kidding. They did a Christmas song?
1922? When was this?
1959 is when they recorded their version. It was a remake of a song that had already been popular earlier in the decade. But we haven't checked in with the Three Stooges in so long that I think it may be time
to
find out how they're celebrating the holidays.
We have a new song on the program today by the guy who gets us in trouble every time he does a new song.
Oh, great.
So that's good. We got that going for us.
How dare you.
We have
heard it. Have you heard it yet, Kevin?
I have not, no.
Oh, you'll love it. I'm just glad we're going to be on vacation when the people who hear it start coming down to the radio station and massing in the parking lot with weapons.
As am I.
I did research. How dare you?
Although I may be one of those guys. I don't know yet. I haven't heard it. I have to decide.
You may protest.
Right. Joe Francis in jail.
Right.
Not the name of a band. It's a guest today on the program.
Oh, we're talking to him in jail?
Yes. In prison, yeah.
No kidding.
By the way, wow. I think he's, first of all, he's the smartest man in the world. Joe Francis, for those who don't recognize the name, is the dude who figured out a way to get girls to take their tops off and make money off it. I mean, he's the Girls Gone Wild video guy, right? But it does sound to me, doing just the tiniest bit of research last night, it does sound to me like maybe he is getting a raw deal being in jail on all these charges without the possibility of bail. Sounds like maybe he is being, like he was in the wrong county, in the wrong state at the wrong time to get in, run afoul of the law.
I thought he was staying there purposely. Did I misunderstand that? I thought he was not coming out of jail on purpose because then he didn't have to face another federal charge.
Well, I guess we got the right guy on to ask. But my understanding was he wanted to get out on bail, and they would not allow him out on bail. I mean,
okay.
Phil Spector's out on bail, you know?
Sure.
But for some reason, Joe Francis can't be. It's just weird. But I'm looking forward to hearing more about this case.
The story of farting kangaroos that saved the world, coming up on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show.
Oh, that's a high water mark.
It's an eBay Christmas coming up this morning.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
And we need to talk again to Jesse from Team Brittany.
Oh.
Because we were doing the story the other day. Ralph was doing it about how she stole a lighter, and mm-hmm. Jesse from Team Brittany just fired off her angry email again. She's the girl that we had on before that was defending every single thing Britney Spears
There's
does.
Nothing Britney could do that she wouldn't defend.
No.
She could drown her children, yes. And Jesse would figure out a way.
Hey, how many of us haven't done that?
Fault.
That's what she told us last time.
Yeah.
They just fell. They probably just fell in the bathtub, and she was trying to save them, Lisa. Why is the media trying to make it sound like she held their heads underwater?
So we're going to have to talk to her today. Try to set her straight. I don't know how well that's going to go, but... we'll take a quick break. We'll come back with Ralph's Showbiz Beat. That is next.
Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for Tuesday morning. Ralph, good morning. What's going on?
Ralph's putting on his headphones.
All right.
Of course, he has to untie the ungodly knot that's in every one of them.
It was a Gordian knot. That's what it was.
You know what that is.
Kevin, didn't you star in a movie called Ungodly Knot back in your early porn days?
Yeah, it was him and a big Great Dane, I think, wasn't it?
Oh, no. Oh, it never did. Animal was just gay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Did Bean say something to me while I was untying my headphones?
Just good morning. What's going on? Welcome. And what's going on? And how are you?
Did I miss anything?
No.
No.
It's good.
Not at all.
Tell Bean thanks for the
Is Ralph not talking to me? What happened now?
Bean Ralph says thanks for the inquiry.
Yeah.
Why? Ask Ralph, please, why he's not speaking.
Ralph, why are you not speaking to Bean?
I'm not speaking to him. I'm just pretending I can't hear him.
Okay. Yeah.
It's my little Christmas present to myself.
That's what we all like to do.
Yeah, exactly.
But, Ralph, we hung out this weekend, and I saw you yesterday, and we had a good time.
Something going on? I can't really not get anything from
sort of weird buzzing.
Cutting in and out.
Nothing from the island.
Yeah. It's a shame.
Yeah.
That hurts.
Well, you know, it's rough this time of year, the holiday season. You want to believe in peace on earth and goodwill towards men, you know? You want to think that mankind isn't a lost cause,
right?
That there's still hope, that there's still potential for the human race to rise above the greed and the crime and the hatred and the evil, and we can make the world a better place. You'd like to believe that at this time of year, but I no longer can.
Uh-oh. What happened?
It's all too much for me now. It's over.
What happened?
What
was the tipping point? What did it?
You know me, I'm an angry guy to begin with.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But now I'm inconsolable, and I'm not quite sure how I'm going to react.
To
the news that yesterday... It's hard to even get this out. The home of Charlize Theron was burglarized.
Oh.
No! God damn it, no!
That's not right.
That's wrong.
And you are sad that somebody found out what you did? I mean, what?
How dare you? The fact that someone would violate the home of the world's most perfect woman is inconceivable for me.
Inconceivable! Did you go straight for the panty drawer, or were you trying to steal the Oscar? Or what was your goal when you broke in?
I would never do such a thing. Officers investigating the burglary say it happened at some point between Thursday and Saturday. Authorities don't know what's been taken.
Was she there?
There's no word on whether she was home or not when it happened, so I'm hoping that she wasn't. But still, I feel for Charlize and for her loss. I can imagine it's a violation, even if what they take can be replaced. You know, someone
sure,
in your home is just creepy beyond words.
You offering a shoulder to cry on?
I am.
Yeah.
But more importantly, I've decided in the face of this tragedy to react much as my hero Batman would. It's altered me. It's changed me.
Okay.
So now I'm going to dedicate my life to fighting crime.
Really?
I'm going to I'm going to adopt the guise of an evil creature of the night,
mm-hmm.
and I will hunt down these evildoers if it's the last thing that I do.
You have any special powers or
no, I haven't decided
abilities?
Yet.
No.
Oh, you can just decide which powers you want?
Well, obviously I don't have any superpowers being a mere mortal.
Right.
But much like my hero Batman, I will hone my physical being to perfection.
Okay.
Okay.
I will study all manner of deductive theories of reasoning to become the world's ultimate detective.
Okay.
And I will hunt down these vicious criminals, and they will pay for what they've done. I am the owl.
You're the owl.
Yeah.
That's the name of your superhero?
Fear, criminals, when you hear my mighty cry. Beware the owl.
Can your head spin around?
I fly by night. I see really
sure.
well in the dark. And I can fly with making almost any sound whatsoever. So you won't hear me coming. It'll be...
You can
bring it, criminals. Bring
you can
it ne'er do wells.
Pick up squirrels too, if you want.
Yeah,
and
if
mice.
I'm hungry, I can just eat a rat.
Yeah.
So there, so I won't go hungry.
Ralph, the owl.
Yes.
Why not let the police handle this one, since that's their job and they do investigative work?
Because I work beyond the law.
I've already been trained.
I do the things that cannot be done.
You don't play by their laws.
The police. They have access to the crime scene, and they can interview.
But do they have the power of the mighty owl computer?
What's that?
Oh, you have a computer.
Owl computer.
Yes. My crime-fighting computer.
What are you talking about?
In my lair, the owl's nest.
In a tree? You have a treehouse?
It's not a treehouse. It's the owl's nest.
So it's a treehouse.
It's a laptop, but still, it's the owl computer.
Okay.
And then when I race to the owlmobile,
What's that?
It's my Mustang.
Okay, but your existing car?
But I dropped the top. Looks really cool.
Oh. Yeah.
Do you also have a magnifying glass with a light?
Yes.
So I can, so you can read menus.
It's like dark menus and find clues, Lisa, more importantly. Beware the owl.
Did Dave have some leftover absinthe? Is that what's going on here?
You don't get it, man. Sometimes a great tragedy will alter the course of your fate. Sometimes you will decide to go in a different direction. I am fed up with this city being plagued by the criminals that skulk in the night. I shall defend Los Angeles as the owl.
Here's Scott Cranston with the showbiz news.
Somebody's been spending a little too much time with his comic books.
I, for one, am glad the owl is here to protect
Thank you,
me.
Lisa. I hope all of the citizens of the City of Angels will feel the same once my reign of terror against crime gets really jump-started.
If you need the owl, you put a feather in your window.
That's right.
And he comes.
The rain gets jump-started? How does that work?
The rain.
I don't understand.
R-E-I-G-N.
Oh, okay.
Because if you could make it rain, that would be awesome.
That's a whole different hero. You people aren't listening.
Then you'd be the cloud.
Well, when the first pictures come out of you in your costume, Ralph, I'd like to see those.
Oh.
With the wings coming off the back, like a Victoria's Secret model.
Beware, you effing criminals. That's me, my motto. Beware, you effing criminals.
Yes.
All right. Yeah.
Good luck
strike
with
fear.
That.
There you go. Sorry, Charlie. Sorry, I used your tragedy as a bit. Bad news. Barack Obama.
Oh, guilty.
Boy, do the
guilty.
Blacks love Barack Obama.
They sure do.
You know, Oprah Winfrey came out in support of him most famously this past week. And now, another friend in high places for Mr. Obama, Will Smith, has offered his services to the Illinois senator.
Dude. And
Will, while promoting his upcoming action movie, I Am Legend, told the New York Post that he just picked up the phone and told Barack wherever he needs him, he will be there.
Wow, he's like
just
the
like
owl.
With the owl.
He's the owl, yeah.
Will said of the handsome African-American candidate, Barack Obama is the future of the optimum survival of America. That's some serious crap right there.
No kidding.
Does he have a car that runs on water or something? How's the optimum survival of America? Methinks you saw I Am Legend too many times, Will.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, a lot of people don't care who the celebrities are for. They don't really care what their opinion is. But if you're going to have a celebrity in your corner, Will Smith is an unbelievably popular and cool dude to have come out for you.
It's pretty strong.
I'm so fat.
Plus Oprah.
And sure. Oprah.
And Will and Oprah.
Yeah.
He could win with those two right there. He puts them on the ticket.
That's true.
Good thing he's black.
Instead of him. Right.
Yes, have Will run instead of you. Have Oprah be his vice president. Everything will be everything. Britney Spears, her behavior doesn't seem to be improving. Just one day after she stole a lighter from a gas station, TMZ.com cameras caught her driving the wrong way through a major intersection.
Oh, good.
I'm sure Jesse from Team Britney will say that Someone turned the street sign around. It said wrong way.
It's a camera angle.
Yeah. Apparently, she got super snippy at one of the photographers as well, telling him not to touch her effing car when he got close to her. So apparently, she's getting cranky.
No, she's not.
No, she's
never
not.
Been more pleasant.
That's right. Angelina Jolie. She's many things to many people.
She's everything to me.
She is a role model to one particular person. Hayden Panettiere.
Ooh.
Says she knows what she wants to be when she grows up. Angelina Jolie.
That'd be okay.
That's what I wanted her to be when she grows up as well.
What he just said.
Or what I meant.
Apparently, Angelina is one of her inspirations. And says she admires not only her talent, but how she addresses the pressures of trying to stay picture perfect in Hollywood. So she said that's her goal, to be someone like Angelina. Well, Hayden, you better start making out with Veronica Mars pretty soon, then.
That's true.
Because you know Angelina.
Needs to happen.
Like, that's right.
And here's a great story. Apparently, latest trend among high-profile celebrities is Israeli-trained bodyguards.
Oh, I've seen a story on this before. These guys are the deal.
Yeah, this is the new trend in Hollywood. If you're going to get yourself a bodyguard or a security guard... most people are hiring members straight out of the Israeli Defense Force.
Is that because they're trained better
They're expertly trained. They're expert marksmen. They're tough as nails. They've got great physical combat skills. And they're also trained to keep their mouth shut. Apparently, they never divulge any details about their clients. They're very good at being discreet, which is important when you're a celebrity.
Sure.
These guys are like Secret Service guys. I mean, they're the kinds of bodyguards who, you know, scan the crowd and keep their eyes peeled for who's likely to be trouble, and they know how to deal with those people. It's pretty impressive stuff.
Several of the celebrities that have already hired members from the Israeli Defense Force, Eva Longoria uses them, Brad Pitt, Jennifer Aniston, Kevin Federline.
Oh, no.
I told you about running into him at the Playboy Mansion, right? He was blanketed by two giant bodyguards, and no one was the least bit interested in coming up to him and talking to him.
Come on, you made that up.
It's on the list.
That's a punchline.
It gets better, though. You want the punchline?
That's not it.
You know who's hired a member of the Israeli Defense Force as his security guard?
No.
Mel Gibson.
Mel
really? Gibson. Apparently, some of the Jews are okay, huh, Mel? If they're watching your ass. If they're protecting your ass. Your ass!
Expletive Jews.
You said Kevin Federline.
I did. The writer's strike continues. This is just BS, this whole writer's strike thing. I'm fed up. Yeah. Settle it.
Well, stop it.
Maybe the owl needs to swoop down and take care of the situation. Here's your latest chant from the front lines of the writer's strike. This apparently written from one of the writers of The Daily Show. We write, they wrong.
See, now that...
There you go.
That's a slogan right
Figures
there.
Figures it would come from one of the Daily Show members.
Oh, that's tight.
That's way tight. Today's celebrity birthdays. Mos Def, rapper, actor. He's 34 years old today. Gary Dorden, who, of course, plays Warwick Brown on CSI. He is 41 years old. Jermaine Jackson of the Singing Jackson family turns 53 years old today. And Rita Moreno. I'm sorry. Rita Moreno, who is a talented actress, has been working forever. She was in West Side Story, the movie. Mm-hmm. She is one of the rare performers that has won a Grammy, a Tony, an Emmy, and an Oscar. All four of the major awards. It's pretty good for a career. She is 76 years old today. Right now, you can see her on Kane with Jimmy Smits, which is a show I like an awful lot. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Our pal Dave Grohl, by the way, was at the Led Zeppelin reunion concert in London last night, hanging out with Paul McCartney and with the Gallagher brothers from Oasis, and just on and on and on and on and on. Apparently, it was quite the place to be. It's the Kevin and Bean Show on Tuesday morning. Isn't Beer Mug supposed to be here? Isn't he the intern that works for us on Tuesdays?
Yeah, he's Beer Mug's been in prime shape.
Well, he had a very, very busy weekend with the Acoustic Christmas shows, and he partied pretty hard. I just know that Lisa is awfully cranky if Beer Mug's not here to bring her coffee every 15 minutes.
He brings me coffee first thing in the morning.
He does, I know.
I've never had anyone do that.
He's sucking up.
He's the
You're
best.
You're the wrong guys, by the way, Lisa.
I mean of our lazy-ass interns.
Hello.
Is this Mug?
This is a mess.
Mug?
I
turn your radio down, sir.
I know. I listen to you guys on the way in.
Turn the radio down.
To see what I missed. It's down.
What's going on, Mug?
You managed to drag your carcass in yesterday after the weekend, and today you oversleep. What's that about?
I think the weekend is finally catching up to me.
Well, he stayed up all night Sunday night, Lisa, so he couldn't oversleep Monday morning. That's how
see.
He was able to do that.
Exactly.
He looked pretty rough, I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm. By the way, he made it yesterday, but Dave, the King of Mexico, looked like death warmed over, and Mug was making fun of him. Oh, you look trashed. You look so bad. You know who's here now? Dave, the King of Mexico. You know who's not? Beer Mug.
That's a good point. Mug, what time did you wake up?
I woke up about 10 minutes ago.
Excellent.
Yeah. Sweet.
Nice sleep, huh?
Are you in your car already coming down?
I am. I will be there hopefully in a matter of 20 minutes.
So no showering or anything messy like that? You at least brush your teeth?
I did not even brush my teeth.
No.
Oh, my.
All right, then you can't come in the studio.
If you could use just a few words to summarize your day so far today, what would they be?
So far, smelly, bloodshot.
Yeah, I was looking more for
this is a mess.
See you in a minute.
Our pal Jesse from Team Brittany joins us after the news at 7, by the way. Apparently, she's very upset with some of the coverage that the pop star has been receiving lately. So we need to settle it. Can't have a feud going with Team Brittany.
This story you're going to think is a joke. You're going to think we're kidding, but we're not. It's an actual story. It comes from the news. Australian scientists are trying to give kangaroo-style stomachs to cattle and sheep.
Really? Why?
Because a lot of the greenhouse gases that are blamed for global warming,
yeah,
this isn't a joke, comes from cow farts.
Methane.
Which That's have right. methane in yeah. them. Apparently, kangaroo farts have no methane.
There
Shut
are
up.
Not kidding.
Scientists whose job it is to study kangaroo farts. And,
yes.
And they have determined that those are better for the environment than from cattle and horses.
And Australia has an especially big problem because it's the driest inhabited continent, and they have a real problem with it. Apparently, there's 14% of all of the emissions problems in Australia are from methane from farts from animals.
Oh.
Okay.
You go to someplace smaller with more animals like New Zealand, 50% of the greenhouse gases are caused by farts.
Wow.
So they're not talking about reengineering the stomachs as much as whatever bacteria is in a cow is bad, whatever bacteria is in
yes.
the kangaroo stomach is good, so they're trying to figure out how to get that into – they're trying to get figure out a way to switch it, right?
That's
I think that's what they're trying to do is, yes,
yeah.
try to get the cows to have that kind of bacteria so they don't put out so much methane.
Huh.
Hmm. Well, we asked Producer Lightning to line us up somebody in Sydney who I guess is part of the scientific team.
Come on!
Who I guess is part of the scientific team, and I'm curious to see which –
Come on.
I can't wait to find out which scientist we're going to be speaking with.
Hello?
Hello? This is America calling.
No, come on. No one's trying. Come on.
Oh, what's going on there? Is that one of the kangaroo?
Crikey. What's up, mate?
Is this a scientist?
No, I'm a bleeding kangaroo.
You're a kangaroo. What are the chances?
No way.
I'm an Australian kangaroo. You got me on my cell phone to keep me pouch.
Oh, that's so
right.
cool.
Now, what's
do you
your
have
name?
To continue bouncing or you die like a shark? You can't breathe if you don't move?
That's what I do.
All right.
I bounce. Okay. I'm a kangaroo.
Right.
What, you know what else what? I do?
Wait. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, you do fart. That's true. But, well what is...
smell that.
Oh, we'd rather not, actually.
Crikey, it smells like roses.
Right. What is your name, Mr. Kangaroo?
I'm Bruce.
Bruce. Okay. Now, Bruce, do you understand the research that is being done? Is there any way you could move the farts further away from the phone or the bouncing?
These are me bouncing.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. Do you understand the research that the scientists are trying to do? They're trying to make the cow's stomach more like your stomach.
That's a great idea. I love my stomach.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Every boy should have a stomach like me.
Okay.
What was that?
That's what do you think it is? It's a fart.
No, but I'm saying what it smelled like because the last one was roses.
Oh, eucalyptus.
Oh, wow.
That's very nice.
Nice.
The clear
actually.
Sinuses right out. Get down close to me, brown eyes.
Oh,
wow. You got a cold. Just have me sit on your face.
No.
Yeah, I'm like Vicks Vapor Rub.
No thanks.
Only in kangaroo brown eye form.
I can't believe this conversation is being had right now.
Crikey, me neither.
Bruce, are there a lot of kangaroo in Australia? And what are you guys raised for? Not for food, right?
Are there a lot of kangaroo in Australia?
Do you have an actual count, Bruce?
Jeez, I wonder if Australia's known for the kangaroo. Well, I guess there is a lot of kangaroo in Australia, yeah.
I mean, are you mostly...
Is there a lot of ice in Alaska?
You're kind of a wise-ass.
That's a wise-ass kangaroo.
That's a lousy question.
Okay, let me rephrase the question. There are clearly so many kangaroo in Australia.
Clearly,
But what are they used for? Are they raised for pets? Are they raised for food? What are you guys doing?
We're not really raised. We're sort of free-range kangaroo. Right.
I see.
You just live out around, in the... hippity-hoppity, hippity-hoppity.
Right.
Farting.
Uh-huh.
Oh. That's odd.
Right.
What's that?
Sounds like Dracar Noir. I remember eating any of that.
Where do you think that came from?
Must have eaten Armenian.
Nice.
See, I don't have any methane in me farts.
Right.
And that's a good thing.
So your farts are going to save the world.
Yes.
That's what we're learning.
But I can't light them.
You can't.
You cannot light them. Oh, no methane. Yeah,
and
of course.
And there's no point in me trying a Dutch oven on a Sheila. Does not work at all.
How many times did you try it to get to that realization?
Four or five.
Okay.
I said, "You smell that?" She said, "No." I said, "Oh. Guess it doesn't work." How disappointing for me.
Did you try to light them, too?
I did.
Yeah.
That's how they found out that there wasn't any methane in my farts.
I see.
Okay.
And an Australian scientist came along all drunk, all pissed on Foster's, and tried to light me farts.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't go.
Didn't.
He said, Eureka!
I'm onto something.
In fact, these farts are magical. And so... the legend was born.
Okay. Well, we've learned a very valuable lesson.
Kangaroo fart. Can I tell you how proud I am having gone to drama school for this bit?
We can sense it.
Hey, by the way, tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, how about David Alan Greer in studio? How about Kat Von D stopping on by?
Yes, please.
Wow. Yes. And we're going to be talking to Ralph, your personal hero, John C. Reilly, about his new Walk Hard movie. We got him on the show talking about that.
Can't wait to see that.
You have more tickets for that today?
I do.
About that? Fantastic.
Let's give some away right now. What do you say? This will be a surprise to David King of Mexico, but it'd be, someone can wake him up. I'll have a little fun with it. I have got tickets to a very special K-Rock screening of Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story. The hilarious parody of all these celebrity biopics you see, like Ray, which Jamie Foxx won his Oscar for, and I Walk the Line, the Johnny Cash movie starring Joaquin Phoenix. If you'd like to go, you're smart, because it's supposed to be a very funny movie. But more importantly, after the screening, there will be a special concert by Dewey Cox himself. John C. Reilly will be playing some songs from the movie at a special concert event after the screening. All this all happens at the Arclight Theater in Hollywood, one of my favorite places to go see a movie. So let's give away 10 pairs of tickets right now to the first 10 callers at 1-800-520-1067. You get a pair of tickets if you're one of the first 10 callers to see the special screening of Walk Hard and then catch Dewey Cox live. Can't ask for better than that.
Nope.
Yeah, it's a good deal.
Better than a farting kangaroo.
Yes, it is.
Say that much.
What is it?
Hey, that was an exclusive interview, by the way. No one else has that.
No one else would want it. You know, I've said for some time now that Kevin's contagious. It's been happening here on the show. We've all had a hard time finding words and putting sentences together, but I think the problem may be citywide.
What?
I don't know if you happened to catch the NBC news last night, our local Channel 4 news.
No.
But the very talented professional Chuck Henry was anchorman of the broadcast.
Okay.
And here he is trying to throw to Fred Rogan, who does sports over there on Channel 4 News, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And see if you can make out what he's trying to say, and I'm sure he didn't want it to come out this way.
And look how holiday spirit mood he's in with all those balls in front of him. Here's Fred.
Dude.
All right, now you probably know.
What?
Yep.
What?
Yes. Can you hear that again?
Yes.
And look how holiday spirit mood he's in with all those balls in front of him. Here's Fred.
Colleen Williams wanted just to die, I think, sitting next to Chuck.
Why did he say those
look
words?
Look how all them holiday mood he in, all the balls in front of him.
Holiday spirit mood he in is pretty strong.
Yeah, he's
special. He used to play in the USFL, I think.
That's right. So, I'm telling you. We need to quarantine Kevin.
You're blaming that on me?
It's starting to spread across the city. That's what I'm telling
you.
Paris Hilton took some time away from her extensive Bible studies to hit the Apple computer store in Sherman Oaks this week. Apparently, she was seen picking up some movie editing software called Final Cut.
Oh, wow.
Now, this is software you use on your home computer when you're editing your own films.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm Good ready news. For another one on the internet. Anyone else? Also, here's a funny story. Larry Birkhead was told by the Barbara Walters people that he was in the running for one of the slots on her 10 Most Fascinating People of 2007 list. Very special.
Wasn't it a joke by some of his friends?
No. But they neglected to tell him that he didn't make the cut. So after he heard that he might be on the program, apparently he ran out and did a bunch of things and told the paparazzi where to find him. So they would have some fresh pictures of him for the coverage on the show.
Oh, my God.
But he didn't make it on the special.
Oh, what a surprise.
No.
All that time lugging his baby around for nothing. So, got to feel bad for the guy.
Well, there's still like $400 million hanging in the balance. Don't cut him that short.
Sure, he's got something going on. Yeah. Dwayne the Dog Chapman. Still trying to make amends for using the N-word several times in a private phone conversation that ended up going public. The New York Post says that Dwayne has set up a meeting with Roy Innes, the head of the Congress of Racial Equality. Dog is headed into Roy's office for, he claims, consultation, healing, and spiritual guidance.
Okay.
And a Hail Mary attempt to try to get a show back on the air on the A&E. I'm sure that's part of it.
By the way, I had kind of forgotten about this story. It's really been out of the headlines. But I'll repeat again what we said at the time, which is I don't think he's a racist dude. I really don't. I mean, the guy's got nothing but black friends. But there's no one who's ever pointed to anything he's ever done that's racist except his bad habit of using that word.
Yeah.
I mean, I honestly don't believe he is a racist guy. Do you?
No, I don't think so either. I just think he's dumb.
Yeah,
I agree. I think that's exactly what
it is. No crime against that.
Maybe I need to drop down and get my thing together.
It's Dog. The list of the dirtiest and cleanest celebrities has been released.
Dirtiest and cleanest.
Dirtiest and cleanest celebrities. From some group called SoCal Cleanse. I don't know what that is. It's probably some sort of cleaning product or something.
Sure.
But I thought the lists were pretty funny. The cleanest male celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
Zac Efron was number 5.
Well,
he's clean.
He looks sterile, doesn't he?
He's hairless. I mean,
you see him.
Number 4, Matthew McConaughey.
Just a second. I'm sorry. All right, go ahead.
Matthew McConaughey, 4th cleanest male celebrity.
Yeah. He always looks clean. Yeah.
You know, dude walks around constantly with a toothbrush in his mouth.
I thought it was a toothpick he had.
It's a toothbrush.
Toothbrush. Wow. I remember when we were on the set of 2 for the Money, the movie I made with him and Al Pacino.
Mm-hmm.
He walks around all day long brushing his teeth.
All day.
Okay.
Not all day, but a considerable amount of time. When he's bored or something, he just brushes his teeth. That's what he does.
He's got good teeth. They look good.
Bright, white, shiny teeth.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Jake Gyllenhaal, number 3.
Oh.
Matt Damon, number 2.
Okay.
And the cleanest male celebrity, according to SoCal Cleanse, David Beckham. He's very clean.
I don't know what to do with this list.
Okay. Appreciate their cleanliness.
Okay. Thank
it's
you, David Beckham, for showering.
You know.
It is interesting because there are some people, you've never met them, but you see them on TV and they look like they would be, like, you know, Will Smith, another guy who just looks like he's always, like, freshly showered and clean and be pleasant to hang with.
Cleanest female celebrities, Tyra Banks, number 5.
Nope. Please.
Look, she's a stupid whore, but she does look clean.
Yeah.
Gotta give her that. Jessica Alba, number 4.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Rachel Bilson, number 3.
Yes.
Did you see her arc on Chuck? Rachel Bilson on Chuck?
I am behind on Chuck. I'll get to it.
She was adorable.
Yeah.
It was great. Carrie Underwood, number 2.
Sure.
And Jessica Biel.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Very
Give me
clean.
The dirty. Give me the dirty.
Or the dirty celebrities?
Yeah, that's the ones I'm interested in.
Dirtiest male celebrities. Jonathan Rhys-Meyers, number 5. Yeah, he looks pretty dirty.
Yeah.
Kiefer Sutherland, number 4.
Uh-huh. He's had some bad days, though.
Yeah, that's true. You got to cut him a break. He was in a Chinese prison for
24 hours a day.
Vince Vaughn, number 3. Dirty.
I can
dirty,
see that.
Dirty. Number 2, this strikes me as strange, David Hasselhoff. Maybe when he's laying on the floor in Vegas eating a burger, he gets a little sloppy, but other than that, he strikes me as a pretty clean fella.
Yeah, you don't lie on the carpet in a hotel in Vegas. You just don't.
Dirtiest male celebrity, number 1, Tommy Lee. Tommy Lee's pretty dirty.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
She's pretty
Absolutely.
Dirty.
Sure.
And the list you've been waiting for, dirtiest female celebrities.
Let's
number 5, Heidi Montag.
Oh,
from the
okay.
Hills.
Really?
All right.
Dirty. Number four, Courtney Love. You mean there's three female celebrities dirtier than Courtney Love? According to SoCal Cleanse, there is Tara Reid, number three.
Ooh. Yep.
Sure.
Number two, Paris Hilton.
Mm-hmm.
And the number one, dirtiest female celebrity. Obviously, you said second one.
Gotta be.
Has to be.
Especially with Brittany.
Especially with Team Brittany, didn't even make the top five.
Didn't even make the top five.
And when you hear number one, when you hear number one, you'll say, oh, yes, of course.
All right.
How could I have been so foolish? Number one, Amy Winehouse.
Oh,
Amy Winehouse.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Of course.
You're right.
Yeah. You're right.
She's a walking trash binge.
She is foul, foul, foul.
This interview in the new Blender magazine, you got to check it out. It's the one with Jay-Z on the cover. It's unbelievable that this woman is still alive. I mean, it really is. She can't even do an interview anymore. She's fallen asleep during, while the interviewer's asking questions and stuff. It's unbelievable.
It's not her fault she's still alive. It has nothing to do with her. She's doing her best.
She is.
Right.
That's true.
She is.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Actress Rita Moreno is 76 years old today. Remember her from Electric Company. She's been in the Electric Company.
Oh, that's right.
Love that show. Jermaine Jackson of the Jackson 5. He is 53 years old today. Gary Dordan of CSI is 41. And Mos Def, rapper actor, is 34 years old today. Monique. Oh, she's funny. She's funny and hefty.
She's funny. Fat.
Yeah. She's got both of those things going for her. She's 40 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
And how dare anyone out there make fun of Britney after all she's been through? She's a human!
See, now we heard that guy and we said, no way is that guy real.
Right. Or if he is, he's a one-off, we figured. There's one guy who's still supporting Britney Spears.
But when you think about it, and this isn't a joke, this is actually true, Osama bin Laden has way more supporters in the world than Britney Spears does right now.
And rightly so.
That's just a fact. And rightly so. I agree with you on
Osama's
that, too,
Ralph. Osama's never stole a lighter. I know that much.
It is the Kevin and Bean Show at the world-famous K-Rock. It's 7:11 on Tuesday morning. There's been a lot of news. There's news every day in Ralph Showbiz Beat about what's going on with Britney. But he can't do a story without hearing from a certain young woman who, I guess, is back on the phone. She is with Team Britney.
Yes.
And her name is Jessie. And we are delighted to welcome her back to the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Jess.
I'm sure you're so delighted.
Yeah, we were very excited that you agreed to come on because most people, if they're knocked out 30 seconds into the first round, don't decide to box again.
Just really quick, I really despise Chris Rocker. He is pathetic, so I really hate that you would.
He's you, except for he's faking and you're doing it for real.
No, he's just a psycho trying to get famous just.
Right.
Like, using Britney. I'm not trying to do that.
All right, what was the super inflammatory story that got this one going, Ralph?
The fact that I reported that the owner of a Chevron reported to People magazine that Britney stole a lighter when she went to buy some gum at his gas station.
So $1.39 thievery.
Right. She just grabbed a lighter and just walked off with it.
Okay.
Now, what's your problem with that story being reported on the radio, Jesse?
Okay. Well, when I first, somebody actually told me about that story when I first heard it, I was like, oh, God, not again. And
now, wait a minute. Oh, God, not again. These people are making stuff up. Or, oh, God, not again. Britney's cutting herself off at the legs.
Well, there's just things that I hear about Britney that goes on. And I'm just like, are you kidding me? Can we just stay home, kick back a little? But, when I actually did see the video, I was like, wait a minute. I mean, obviously, gum does not cost that much. And, my point was, if you pay attention to the video, she's paying way more than $1 or $2 for some freaking gum.
So this is what Jesse is saying from Team Britney. It looks to her in the video like Britney gave that guy more than enough money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So the fact that he's claiming...
Hold on.
Sorry, go ahead.
Walking out, the gas station attendant says something to her, which sounds to me like he says, did you get it? And then she turns around and grabs the lighter. I think that when she walked out, obviously, oh my God, people are going to say she stole a lighter. So she said it in a sarcastic way. It's like basically kind of like, oh my God, this is going to be the next story. Britney stole a lighter. And obviously it was. I mean,
obviously it was just a story.
No, she's saying it was the next. Britney was right. If Britney was thinking this is going to be the next story, it did turn out to be the next story. But here's what confuses us all, I think, is why then, if it were paid for, would the owner then give an interview that say, yeah, she stole the lighter?
Well, okay, there's another video out where X17, Britney's asked if there's basically go out and they do whatever she wants. Well, they went and they paid for the lighter for her. when they went to the gas station, the attendant didn't even know what the hell they were talking about. They're trying to explain to him, we want to pay for Britney's rider, we want to pay for Britney's rider. And they're like, what? What are you talking about? He thought the money was for him. And
I don't even understand what you're saying. You're saying the story is so bogus that X-17 went to pay for it and they didn't know anything about it because it hadn't been stolen?
Exactly. I doubt it. The owner was even there. Come on. I think it's just another reason for somebody to say, oh, yeah, she did it. Come to my gas station.
Well, a business owner doesn't have to be present to know that he was stolen from.
Like I said, it's just another excuse for somebody to be like, oh, yes, this is my gas station or this is my business. Come to it. Britney was here.
But he didn't say any of that. They don't even identify where the gas station was. They just said the Chevron owner said, yes, Britney stole a blue lighter here last night.
It's just something made up. I don't believe any words that he said. I don't think he was there. I don't think he knows. I think he just went on it and was like, hey, I'm going to get an interview. There you go.
So what seems to happen a lot with you, Jesse, is that none of us were there and you weren't there. So we look at the same story and you always give Britney the benefit of the doubt. And we don't give Britney the benefit of the doubt because there are other people who were there who tell what happened. I mean, we're basing our impression on what happened on the people who were there.
And I'm basing my information on that video. I mean, all I asked was that, well, take a look at the video and listen closely and pay attention to it. I mean, I know somebody doesn't want to take the time to do that, but if you do, you do notice these things. You know, I know Britney does wrong. I know that she, you know.
If you're just tuning in, we have Jesse from Team Britney, who has a kid herself, by the way, which scares us more than anything.
Yeah. Well, only because we haven't gotten child services out there yet. Hey, did man really land on the moon, or was that fake?
Oh, shut up.
was Kennedy killed by one person or more than one?
Here's the thing, though, Jesse. The list of things that Britney has done in the last, I don't know, 3 years, from, you know, showing up late to her court, making the judge angry, keeping her kids waiting outside for hours and hours and hours because she didn't want to let in the court-appointed, you know, babysitter or whatever. I mean, the list of stuff that she's done that's proven is so long. How do you not believe she stole a buck and a half lighter? How's that where you go, no way,
she would never do that?
I just refuse to just give up on her. I think that, you know, she's gonna snap out of it. She's gonna get her life together, and I think people just need to, you know, just stop messing with her, basically. Just leave it alone. The court thing is her personal family business. Leave it alone. So, I mean, you want to follow her to a Starbucks? Go ahead and follow her to Starbucks. You want to judge her on everything else? But the court stuff, everybody needs to back off that. Like, I would appreciate if people were right there around me with my kid and saying, you know, that if I were ever in that.
I'll be right up front, by the way. With you.
You know? I just want Britney to marry Robert Blake. That's all I want. That's the only thing I'm asking.
There are way worse mothers out there who still have custody of their children and do God knows what to them.
That doesn't mean that she's a good mother just because there are worse mothers.
I don't think she's just a bad person. I really don't.
Look, if you have your kids in the car and you're texting while you're driving and that's why you run a red light, that's bad.
That's pretty irresponsible, you got to admit, Jesse. Are you denying that happened? Do you think that was photoshopped, that video?
If you're going to crucify her for this, are you going to go and crucify every other mother
who's texting while driving with their kids? Yes.
Yeah, gladly crucify them, too.
Yes, of course I am.
What are you, crazy?
Are you guys going to go and seek every other person out? I mean, she makes just as many mistakes as any other
person. No,
we don't know who those mothers are, though, Jesse.
She makes way more mistakes than most average mothers. Way, it's not even close.
It just seems like that. No. In the public eye.
You know, your Jesse, kid must be in constant danger if you think that.
My argument is
in a bubble, trust me.
Yeah, sure.
Your argument essentially is that the police shouldn't arrest one person because 10 other people are doing that too, but they didn't see them do it, so they shouldn't arrest the person they saw do it.
I'm not saying, oh, they shouldn't arrest her, but I mean, well, they're not going to arrest her for freaking running a red light.
Yeah, that's a defense, yeah, especially no. If you're texting.
Huh?
Look, here's what you're not hearing, and we're almost out of time here, Justin. I'm glad you came on, but Ralph really said it so succinctly, and this is what you need to think about when you hang up the phone and look around your little apartment with all your Britney Spears posters, okay? And that is, just because there are worse mothers doesn't make her a good mother. Please understand that she is also in the category of people who are bad.
you know, I'm going to keep on supporting her and hope for the best for her. And that's all I'm going to do. Not just for her, but for the sake of
what
God.
Has she done to earn this sort of unflagging loyalty from you?
What does anybody do that? I mean, you guys, okay.
Well, usually someone has to earn my trust or respect in some way before I start supporting them. That's just me, though.
You guys just played Nirvana, right?
Right.
Was Kurt Cobain not an avid drug user?
Absolutely.
Considered an icon? He freaking killed himself. Like,
he was an asshole for doing that, too, by the way. And a lot of people will never forgive him for abusing his talent the way he did and leaving a young child behind. It was inexcusable what he did. He's a coward.
But because we liked his music and his talent doesn't mean that we have to look at his life and go, everything was rosy.
It's fine that he killed himself. We're all supporting him 100%.
If they ever said anything negative about him, it can't be true because we like his music. What? Who?
You sit there and think that I do. I don't.
Yes! You write
you
to us
him.
About.
You support this woman constantly.
I do not write to you guys every single day. No, I don't.
You wrote to Ralph angry about a story about Britney stealing a $1.30 lighter. Is there no line below which you care with her?
What did I write? Did I write him an angry letter? No. I just said, hey, look at the video. It's false. That was it. If I got back a response that I thought was out of line, then of course I'm going to respond back in a way that I probably shouldn't.
Don't you have anything to do with your life?
Oh, God.
Seriously. I mean, how retarded are you? You spend all day firing off letters of support for a pop star who publicly does stuff wrong every single day.
Don't you guys have a life? Are you reporting false stories?
Well, that's my job. That's what they pay me to talk about.
Hey, Jesse,
how much you been paid to write me these insane emails?
Jesse, before we go, why do you suppose with all the media attention around Britney and around this story and all the coverage that it got, why do you suppose you're the only one who spotted the truth in that video? Why doesn't TMZ see what you see and report it that way then?
A lot of people spot it. I mean, if you see Britney blogs or whatever, a lot of people did spot it. She does have, you know, Britney fans that were angry with her about it, and she does have people who thought it was false.
I probably spend 4 to 5 hours a day on Britney blogs, and I got to tell you, I've never seen. Oh wait, no, I don't. I don't have time for that.
Hey, did you name your daughter Britney, by the way?
Oh, huh? Great question. What's your daughter's name?
My son's name.
Your son's name?
Kevin.
And is his middle name Britney?
Kevin after Federline?
No.
Is his middle name Britney?
Shut up.
His middle name Jaden?
Is it Lynn?
Huh? I'm not going to give you my son's
full
name.
Bad white trash whore.
His middle name is Jaden.
His name has nothing to do with Britney.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
His middle name is Oops, I Did It Again.
Yeah, exactly.
His middle name is Oops, I Should Kick Your Ass.
Oh, yes!
Oh!
It's on.
Jesse,
UFC coming up December 29th, Mandalay Bay. Ralph and Jesse from Team Britney.
Jesse, you are you're a little gem, and we love you, and I'm so glad that you're out there because
we should talk to her every week about the latest Britney news.
We do. We need to talk to Team Britney every week about how every story that comes out and is proven and we see on video is false.
She's the only one who has the truth.
Jesse, did you see the video of Britney going the wrong way in the intersection? It's on TMZ today.
But there's cars behind her.
There she goes.
Okay. All right.
You that's fine. 2 second video, you can't tell.
You are a beautiful little retard.
You really are. Well said.
You guys are such
punks.
I hate you.
All right.
We'll
talk to you next week. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Dave and Psycho Mike, by the way, still fighting continuously over who's going to nail Haley from Paramore first. I don't know if you've been catching any of that conversation going on, Kevin, but these guys that have this rich fantasy life of celebrities that they're going to be with, man, they drive me crazy.
They must drive you nuts, yeah.
They really do. I can't understand how they could be so out of touch with reality.
Sure.
3-2-3-5. No, you go.
Go ahead. Go ahead. 3-2-3-5-2-0-AFRO. That's the Afro
Kevin and Bean Afro.
24 hours a day.
You call us and put you on the air.
We'll put you on the air. About anything. This guy, genuine fan. I'd like to thank him for his support.
Yeah!
Wrong one. Sorry, this guy.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, the new Christmas CD is great.
Thank you
for that. We worked hard on it, and it did sell out faster than we hoped. I'm sorry not everybody was able to get it, but we're glad you enjoyed yours.
Dude, nakedgirlsmokingweed.com. That is the
Oh, check that out.
Thank you for the tip. Bean gets all kinds of support for his dumb blog.
Bean, please stop vlogging. Please, no more vlogging. Stop it. Stop the pain.
And Lisa May's hot.
When I do my first radio commercial for stronglywordedletter.com, I'm going to hire that guy to do the ad. That was well done.
And then this guy from the Slayer parking lot.
Yeah! Yeah! F*** everybody!
That guy apparently read Bean's blog.
Yeah! F*** Bean! F*** Bean's blog! F*** Bean's blog! Die, die, die! F*** Bean's blog! Die, die, die!
Well, love is just... It must feel good this time of year, Bean.
Sure.
Must support you really well.
Kevin and Bean, Kevin and Bean, I f*** Lisa May. If you don't listen to K-Rock in the morning, you are f***ing gay.
Good work. Mm-hmm. It's a great song right there. This guy put a lot of work into this.
Like peanut butter and chocolate, I have decided to combine my two favorite Kevin and Bean bits. Anna Nicole, Anna Nicole, Anna Nicole. Drug things are going to happen. And it's Howard K. Stern outside my window. Howard K. Stern behind the tree.
Singing if you know
it. I wish that Anna could see, but I think she's dead and decomposing. And it's Howard K. Stern outside my window pane. Anna? Anna? Cow? Captain? Anna? Buzz? And it's Howard K. Stern outside my window pane.
Come on. How about that? That is... That's the listener of the month right there. Well done, my friend.
I just call to say Psycho Mike's gay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And finally, I was unable to I think I recognize this voice, but I'm not sure.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, Lisa, what's up, guys? Big fan of the show. Big fan. You guys do a great job, all of you. But seriously, who really sets you apart? The guy with the panache is Psycho Mike. He does those hilarious parody songs.
They are funny.
And he's always got something witty and very insightful to say. Has he done anything lately? He always does those funny songs. He had anything up his sleeve recently that maybe you're keeping hidden that you could play for us now? Anything special, huh? If you do, go ahead and play that because he's wow. Funny stuff he does, yeah.
First of all, Mike, it doesn't even sound like you're on the phone. It sounds like you recorded it in the studio, first of all right? That call, that quote-unquote call. And second of all, we can tell that it's you because it takes you 30 minutes to request a song. No one else has that diarrhea of the mouth. It's obviously you're giving yourself away.
Sorry? I don't know what else to say.
Tell us about your latest opus.
Well, this is a sequel to Brow Down, based on the... song by the Dead Kennedys, Holiday in Cambodia.
Okay.
This is a holiday song for all you Armenians out there called Holiday in Armenia.
Okay, bro. Christmas time for Armenians. You know what that means? Hold on. Here's notes. Yeah, you like that note right there? Hit you with another one real quick. Here it comes. Yeah. Armenian Christmas, we don't eat turkey. We buy a turkey at the store, and then we kick its ass. That's right. In Glendale, Santa doesn't drive a sleigh. He drives a fly Mercedes Benz. With his arm dangling out the window, bro. Smoking cigarettes with all his friends. He doesn't have a beard that's colored white. He has a goatee that is black. With a bulbous-looking unibrow and a hairy, hairy back. It's holiday in Glendale today. So dangle underneath the mistletoe and say, hey, shlach-lachem, not about it, not the best, bro. It's a holiday in Armenia. My breath really smells like crap. It's a holiday in Armenia. Putting Glendale on the map. Glendale? Whoa! Belly dancing bitches with happy trails and 20 pounds of jewelry. Are stuffing your stockings with chicken shawarma and fresh made tabbouleh. And if your last name ends in I-A-N, then you know you are my bro. So let's all go to Brand Boulevard and play in track car scented snow. Christmas time in Glendale, we don't drink eggnog. We gargle with the hummus and we eat the lamb kebab. My Uncle Tarvac's cell phone shop that has a Christmas sale. So throw your sidekick in the air, everybody scream Glendale! Christmas tree. It's a holiday in Armenia. Bow down to Andre Agassi.
Christmas.
Come on.
Come on.
Media.
What's that? What's your band name?
Knee Deep in Charlie.
Excellent. Look for that at iTunes. It's 7:47. I got to tell you, I'm glad that Bean started his double blog because the
Thank
song.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate that.
The song that he put on his "I Wish It Was Christmas Every Day" site.
Yeah.
ChristmasMusicEveryday.com.
Right. Whatever. The Three Stooges Christmas song. And
That's
the
right.
Three Stooges, of course, a group that was famous in the 1800s? Late 1800s? Early 1900s?
No, I think they were popular at the movies in the 30s and 40s and 50s and then on television in the
1840s, 60s. 1840s,
1850s? Sure. No, 19s and the 19s. Three Stooges. A lot of people today may not be big fans of the Three Stooges, but they were immensely popular for about 50 years in this country, and they actually recorded a Christmas song back in 1959. Here's a little bit of that for you.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
See?
A hippopotamus is all I want. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy.
So we wouldn't know this song existed if it wasn't for Bean.
I'd be love, okay with that.
Yeah.
I love the Christmas music, but I also love the Three Stooges and wonder what they're doing now. So we asked producer Lightning if there's any way he could get us the Hotline to Heaven and find out what the Three Stooges are up to. Because it's been a long time. I don't think we've checked in with them at all in 2007, Kevin.
Well, we haven't checked in with them in 20 years as far as I know. Hello, Heaven.
Hello.
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 Who's this? It's the Kevin and Bean Show at K-Rock Los Angeles. How are you guys?
We're great. We're victim of circumstances.
Spread out, you two. Hey, leave them alone.
Out.
Now, which Stooges are up there? You got your Mo and your Larry and your Curly and you got Shemp. And wasn't there another Curly also?
Curly Joe.
Curly Joe, right, yeah.
Is someone still getting poked in the eye and hit in the head with a...
Ow!
In heaven?
Hey.
Ow!
You're killing me, Mo.
Spread out, you two.
Ow.
Now, I understand why you did all that funny stuff on TV and in the movies, but why do you have to continuously hit each other in heaven? Isn't that a time where you could just relax a little bit?
We can't help ourselves!
Ow. Spread out, porcupine. Oh, wise guy, eh?
Hey, leave him alone.
I'll myrtleize you.
What's going on?
Hey. No picture in heaven at all. Three Stooges, is there such thing as celebrating Christmas in heaven? It seems like it would be a big day up there, considering
Why,
what
certainly.
It means.
Certainly! We're making... We're decorating the tree right now!
Can you guys... Hey, watch out for that tree!
I'll stick this star in your butt!
Oh, no. Can you guys go 5 seconds without hurting each other?
Hey.
Wait a minute. Did I just hear Omar in heaven? Is he there with you guys?
No, that was Shemp.
Shemp. Okay, sorry.
Oh,
my bad.
He sounds a lot like a guy we know.
Spread out, you two.
Have we worked on all the sound effects yet?
I think we got a few more.
Okay.
Hey, give me that candy cane.
Ow, ow, ow.
I wish I knew what was happening right now. That'd be cool. If I could see what those sounds were. What was that?
Hey, look, it's a farting kangaroo.
And it all comes full circle.
All right, that's fine. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Three Stooges in heaven right there on the Kevin and Bean Show. Man orders a Whopper, bites into it, there's a condom inside.
Oh,
hilarity ensues.
Come on.
We've got that delightful breakfast time story coming up after the news at 8. First, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for Tuesday morning. What's going on, Ralph?
The autopsy is in on Quiet Riot's lead singer, Kevin DeBrow, who died in Las Vegas on November the 25th. He was found dead at his home. The Clark County, Nevada coroner's office has released their report claiming Kevin died of an accidental cocaine overdose.
Mm.
Singer was 52 years old and apparently, Come On, Feed His Nose was the song he was singing.
You have been very, very touching throughout this whole episode.
See, Come On, Feel the Noise was their hit. Come On, Feed the Nose. was the new version.
Yes.
He was playing.
Right. Yes. But that was after Come On, Feel the Corpse, wasn't it?
Yes. I'm just saying.
What are you saying?
You know, if he had been hit by a meteor or something, then that's tragic. But if you have a cocaine overdose, that's just...
Yeah, you're asking for it.
It's just stupid. Right. Don't do that to yourself. That's what I'm saying.
Don't do drugs.
Say ug to drugs.
Okay.
Say nope to dope and ug to drugs. That's my message. Right.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Is this something the owl teaches the kids when he goes out and speaks in front of classrooms?
Don't mock the owl.
The owl will
swoop down and get you with the claws of justice, my friend.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Ralph decided this morning, he announced first thing that he now has a superhero identity that he's going to start fighting crime.
Let me tell you what happened. You know, when young Bruce Wayne witnessed his parents slain in front of him by a common street thug.
Right.
They were shot to death in front of young Bruce Wayne. He was so scarred by the violent episode that he dedicated his life to fighting crime and donned the guise of a weird creature of the night.
Yes.
Became the Batman.
Right.
That's right.
I have
as personified best, by the way, in all of the movie and TV history by Adam West.
Adam West, that's right.
Right.
So I, of course, have had a similar experience, and now that I have been scarred and altered by an act of crime, I too will be donning the guise of a winged adventure of the night.
But you weren't robbed, or your house wasn't broken into, or anything like that, right?
Worse. Police officers said this week that the Los Angeles home of Charlize Theron was burglarized.
Yeah.
Apparently this happened at some point between Thursday and Saturday, say the LAPD. They don't know what has been taken, and they can't immediately say who reported the incident or when the authorities were first notified or whether Charlize was home at the time of the burglary. But Charlize Theron has her house burglarized? Has the society as we know it just run amok? Is there no decency left anymore?
We need some justice, Ralph.
And I have been so shocked and so horrified by this incident that I, too, have taken up the guise of a winged creature of the night to fight crime. Apparently, the cops just can't do it all. They can't do enough. We need to take matters into our own hands.
Crime is overrunning the authorities. That's true.
That's right. So I have become the owl.
The owl.
I will search for evildoers throughout the night in my guise of the terrifying owl.
And when you see him, you're going to spin your head around like crazy.
Beware the owl and his mighty cry of justice.
I thought it was the claws of justice.
First you hear the cry, then you get the claws.
Okay.
What are you, an idiot?
Sorry. I'm not up to date with my owl crime fighting.
No, you're not. So beware the owl, evildoers. That's all I'm telling you. Because I am so shocked by this incident that I am now the owl.
Ralph has gone. Bye-bye.
Can you fly?
Of course I can fly. I'm the freaking owl.
All right. Can you see really, really good?
Yes.
Okay.
When I don my cowl, my owl cowl, I have giant lenses in front of my eyes that make my eyes three times their normal size.
Is that right?
Well, that's attractive.
Wow.
It's a good look.
You're going to get laser eyes, the owl.
As the owl.
You are really going to...
When some common street thug wheels around and sees the owl looming over him with giant eyes staring at him, they freaking crap their pants. That's what happens.
Laughing?
Because who are you? I go, and the owl. They give up. Sometimes they don't even fight. They just give up. But if they do fight, the claws of justice.
Oh, wow. I see.
Okay.
I pick them up like a marsupial of some kind, and I just raise them into the sky and drop them off at the local police station with a little note saying, courtesy of your friendly neighborhood owl.
Okay.
Wow. Just in time for Christmas, too. This is great.
What just about the people who tuned into the Kevin and Bean Show for the first time ever at 7:30 this morning?
You know what the criminals are getting for Christmas, Kevin?
What?
Claws of justice. That's what they're doing.
That's right. They are. They've tuned in and they heard the Armenian. They heard the Holiday Armenia song.
Right.
And then they heard us talking to the Three Stooges of Heaven. And now they're hearing 20 minutes on the owl fighting
crime. Now they're probably going to do the right thing because they don't want to reap the wrath of the owl.
How do people call you if they need the owl? Say they're in trouble.
Kevin,
happens.
Of course, you know they put the owl signal in the sky.
Where do they get that from, the owl signal?
It's available at your local True Value hardware store.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I got a corporate tie-in. It's expensive being a superhero.
You got to get some sort of sponsors.
Yeah, so True Value and I are running a deal this Christmas.
All right.
So pick up your owl signal soon. And while you're there, get some Ever-Ready batteries. They're on special.
This is a new new modern superhero, I guess. You gotta have a tie-in.
I'm not a rich billionaire like Bruce Wayne.
Now, do you sell, if you break up a crime ring, do you sell the video to TMZ.com?
Absolutely.
Is that another way? Okay.
Yeah. OLW.com.
Sure.
That's not a very scary sound, but all right.
It's scary when you hear it coming at you from the middle
of the
night.
Giant eyes.
Exactly. We see those giant eyes in the Closet Justice. Yeah, you know, you got to put the whole package together. It's not perfect, but it's pretty strong.
I'm in.
Here's a great story. Janice Dickinson was on the Today Show talking about women's body images.
Right.
How body conscious women are. Janice, of course, the originator of the term supermodel. Just ask her.
Oh, yeah.
She'll tell you.
Don't even have to ask her. She'll tell you.
And there was a recent hubbub about Jennifer Love Hewitt and some photos that were on the internet where people were claiming Jennifer Love Hewitt was fat.
Right.
Which is just simply not the case. The girl's like a size 2 or something. And people were talking about that she seemed flabby and out of shape. So Janice Dickinson told Al Roker, she was talking with on the Today Show, that Jennifer Love Hewitt is not fat. She is a healthy, not emaciated woman.
True.
Standing up for curves, which I thought was nice. Then she added, you want to see someone who's fat? Tyra Banks is fat.
Yes!
That's what I'm talking about.
I have one thing to say to you. Yeah. Kiss my fat ass!
So it's official.
Ralph, do I have time to just squeeze in one phone call? Because Chris in Long Beach has some information on the owl.
Oh, sure.
Chris?
Hey there.
Hey there. What's up, Chris?
I just want to let you know the owl is actually already a superhero.
What?
Yeah, it was actually in Alan Moore graphic novel called The Watchmen. It's being made actually into a movie by the guy that did 300.
So there's already an owl?
Yeah, he fought with Dr. Manhattan and a bunch of other dudes against this guy that was trying to destroy the world.
So he had the Claws of Justice?
Wow,
he
crap.
Did, he didn't have the Claws of Justice, but he flew in the giant blimp called the Owl Ship.
The Owl Ship?
That's just a blimp.
How fast can you get to a crime in a blimp?
I know, exactly.
That's a dumb
faster
owl.
Than you walking, Ralph.
I got the Owlmobile.
Oh, okay.
Well, I guess I'm screwed then. I got to come up with another...
Cockroach of Justice.
Another winged adventure of the night.
Wow.
Hey,
I like
Chris, I'm glad you called. Hang on, we'll hook you up with some DVD porn, all right?
Hold on. He's a comic book fan. He needs it.
Yeah.
You know, I forgot all about the owl. I read The Watchmen years ago, and I forgot the owl was one
news,
of the characters.
Ralph.
Yeah.
What are you going to do
Maybe
now?
Maybe subconsciously I had it in my head, and I just I ripped it off. I feel bad now.
Besides, if you were the owl, wouldn't you sit on a branch outside and... Charlie Theron's window, really,
no,
all
I would
day,
not.
All night, seriously.
I would, you know.
Those giant eyes.
I would secure her perimeter.
Right.
Just to make sure that she was safe so she wouldn't be violated again the way she was with this burglary. But I would also defend other smoking hot female celebrities.
There's room for two owls. I'm going to go that
you
far.
Think so? Plus, yeah. He's a comic book here. I'm real.
Right.
What the hell?
That's true.
That Al Moore's going to slap me some kind of lawsuit. Maybe I should think about a backup plan. Maybe I should be like the Wren.
Yes.
Think of another bird, another dangerous bird of justice.
The Wren of Justice.
I'm the dove. There's already a dove.
Quince, dude.
The quince?
Dude.
The quince is a fruit, isn't it?
What's the bird you love the most?
Yeah, it's got to be. I'm just thinking the same thing. Got to be an
hummingbird.
Oh, the hummingbird.
Remember?
The hummingbird of justice.
Well, Ralph went on that rant about how much he loves a hummingbird.
Yes, I have a long... thin tongue of justice.
Omar just remembered that and said, maybe you need to be the hummingbird.
I can suck the nectar out of criminals.
Oh,
you can fly backwards,
nectar.
Too, by the way.
I could hover and fly backwards. It'd be very useful in the fight against crime. Yeah, I don't know. I gotta work on it.
All right.
So much for the owl.
Oh, well.
I was pretty excited about
the
owl. I liked
it for a minute.
What am I going to do hell with the costume now? I got to spend $500 on a cape of feathers. Now what am I going to do? It's very depressing. Today's celebrity birthdays... Mos Def is 34 years old today. Gary Dorden, who plays Warwick Brown over there on CSI, he is 41. Jermaine Jackson turns 53 years old today. And Nikki Sixx, bassist for Motley Crue, turns 49 years old today. He's in good shape, too, Nikki. He's a very spry 49.
Yeah.
Very spry. I don't know how him and the rest of that gang do it, but he looks pretty well-preserved.
Yes,
you with the devil, my friend.
That's what it must be. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
This may be the best breakfast conversation we've ever had, so here you go.
Eat up.
Three bites into his Southwestern Whopper sandwich, Van Miguel Heartless knew something was wrong. It had a sour taste, and I felt something rubbery, the Fairhaven, Vermont man said Thursday. I immediately spit it out and ran to the bathroom to vomit. The man contends that what he bit into in his Burger King sandwich was a condom.
Oh,
unwrapped
yeah.
and possibly used.
Dude, how do you think they get the secret sauce?
Oh, Lisa.
I'm glad you could joke about this because...
These stories many times are faked.
True.
And I don't know about many, but sometimes. I mean, the Wendy's with the finger last year was pretty high profile. But I think people do find stuff in their food. I mean, stuff does fall off of food preparers. I think it does happen. Stuff gets into the machinery where the food is made sometimes.
Condoms totally fall off, though.
No, is that what you're saying? No, this is intense. If it happened, if the guy didn't put it in there himself to sue and make money, then somebody must have put it in there intentionally. It doesn't accidentally end up in your food.
Here's what he says happened. He went to the store, and no one recognized him. He hadn't been there before. He didn't know anyone there. But he asked the woman for a Whopper with jalapenos, hold the onions. The girl said, "We don't have any jalapenos."
Okay.
He said, "I was here last time. They gave me jalapenos." She said, "We've never had jalapenos, sir."
Oh.
See, so that's the first rule of fast food, by the way, is you never, ever, ever tick off the people who are making your food.
So then she pulled out a list showing him that they didn't have any jalapenos. He still wanted them. And finally, when his order was ready, he took it home, took a bite, used condom. That's what he says. I'm sorry. Possibly used. It was opened and possibly used.
Oh, so he took it home.
Yes, took it home.
But no jalapenos, though, still, right? He didn't get jalapenos in a sandwich.
No, he did not.
Not unless...
Because that might have masked the taste of the rubber.
Don't you get the idea that him taking it home is a warning sign? Really?
Yeah.
I mean, how does he prove that it wasn't him?
Well, you don't. It'd be tough to prove, but I mean, I'd be willing to bet a lot of people, especially like the guy in this story who's picking up dinner for himself, his wife, and his kid, a lot of people would drive through the drive-thru or whatever, or go in, pick it up, and take it home. I mean, you've done that. We've all done that, where you bring your food home.
Yeah, of course, but then I don't know how you prove it.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know how you prove it either.
Yeah, I mean, it could just as easily just be this guy trying to get some money. Or maybe
he's trying to get us to think that they did it to him because the woman was picked off at him for being a picky orderer, when in reality, he's ticked off at her for the attitude, and he's trying to get back at the restaurant by faking this story.
See, that's what I would say.
It's possible, certainly. He had to get an AIDS test, of course. It did come back negative, but of course it cost him a couple $100 to get the AIDS test. And what's he suing for? Some sort of mental anguish or something?
Oh, everything he can. Sustained pain and suffering, vomiting, nightmares, mental and emotional distress, and medical expenses.
Wow.
Just the whole list. The whole laundry list of what could you possibly sue
for. He basically wants to retire.
Yes.
Right. And he wants the state of Vermont to pay for it for the rest of his life. All right, look, it's no surprise to you that when we saw this story, we thought, well, I don't know if that happened or not, but I know that stuff has happened when people have ordered the food. And yes, we are going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. You want to talk to Jay real quick before the break, and then we'll come back and pick up the rest of them. Jay is in Riverside listening to the Kevin and Bean Show this morning. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. Lisa May.
Hello.
What'd you find in your food?
I went to Del Taco and I ordered some chili fries, and I found the two quarters at the bottom of it. I was like eating it and I felt like something silver, and I moved all the chili fries and then it was two quarters.
That was the rebate program. I remember the summer that they had that, where you got 50 cents off every order.
Really?
That's great. They put them in the bottom of the package.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Did you take them back? Did you take them back and say, "I'm sorry, but you guys left me two extra quarters"?
We called them, but they said that, you know, they said, how did they know that I didn't put it in there? So
see, that's the problem, is these restaurants must get this all the time. It must be a constant stream of people. I'm sure it does happen sometimes, but.
Yeah,
how do you know the difference?
I agree. And there are people who make up stories like that just to get free food.
Although this
just
guy,
because they figure that the restaurant will give them a free coupon or a free meal next time or something like that, just to not raise a fuss about it. You're absolutely
although
right.
Although I believe Jay, because who makes up two quarters? You know what I mean? Like if you were going to make something up, you'd make up something a lot worse. All right. 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls now.
This guy was buying a sandwich called the Southwestern Whopper in Vermont, took it home. His story is that he found a condom unwrapped, possibly used in his hamburger. And that's not what he ordered at all. That wasn't what he had in mind.
Mm-mm.
Did they even have that on the menu?
I don't think so. I think it's an under-the-counter kind of deal, an off-the-menu type. So that's what we're talking about here this morning at 1-800-520-1067. I think in the interest of not ending up in Mr. Weatherby's office after the show, perhaps we maybe shouldn't name the names of the restaurants.
Well, plus we don't know if what these people are saying is true.
Right.
Okay. So we'll try not to say that, but why don't we talk to how about Jennifer in Garden Grove? She's on line one calling the Kevin and Bean Show this morning. All right. Don't name the restaurant. Jennifer, you're on the air. Tell us what happened.
Okay, I didn't find something. I used to work at a restaurant as a cook.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And this was about 10 years ago. And we'd be in the back, and you'd see somebody you hated from school come walking in.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd hock a loogie in their hamburger.
Excellent.
Oh, it does happen.
Excellent.
It happens.
Yeah.
And then there used to be, like, there'd be cockroaches climbing around on the wall, and they'd get into little lettuce trays. So I'm sure a few got into some of the sandwiches. Oh,
excellent.
That is nasty.
That's delightful.
But I can tell you, it happens.
All right.
I wonder if this story that we were doing on the air about the dude in Vermont, I wonder if he did tick them off by trying to get a special order, and that's how they got back at him. I wonder if that's what happened.
Probably.
I hope.
Okay.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Thanks, Jen. Appreciate the call.
All right. Where do we go? This is all ugly.
They're all fantastic.
Let's go to Mike in Bell Gardens. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Kevin and Bean. Lisa May.
Hi, Mike.
No restaurant name, but what happened?
All right. So, I was one of the cooks, and I was in the back with my coworker. This was a few years back. And I noticed he has a Band-Aid on his right hand from a cut that he had earlier in the day.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes into the lettuce with that hand, puts it on the burger, closes the bun. When he's walking away from the table, I notice that the Band-Aid's gone.
Uh-oh.
And sure enough, not even 5 minutes later, a guy comes in complaining, found a Band-Aid in his burger.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, judging by the way his finger looked, it must have been pretty bad.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's pretty common, that something on your hands will fall off like that. I mean, that totally makes sense that would happen. So thank you for the call.
Good times.
Good morning.
All right, let's go to, speaking of things on your hands, let's go to Jose, who is calling from La Habra. Good morning, Jose.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good.
Lisa May.
Hello.
What'd you find?
My wife had ordered a salad, and she found a blue, glittery, painted fingernail in the salad.
It was like a press-on nail that fell off?
Yeah, it was disgusting. She spit it out. As soon as it hit the table, I ran to the restroom and threw up.
Oh!
Who's hungry?
You should sue the state of Vermont.
It was disgusting. I went back to the restaurant, and the girl ended up snapping off one of her fingernails to confirm that it was hers.
Oh, man.
They put them next to each other. It was hers.
Wow.
Ouch. Okay.
What happened to gloves on restaurant workers?
That's a great question. Hey, let's talk to Pam in San Pedro. This is the only call I can remember where somebody bit into something that was alive.
Ooh. Yeah. Hi. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi, Lisa May. So about 20-something years ago, I'm an old K-Rock listener.
Mm-hmm.
My dad gets a hamburger and gets it home. He bought dinner for everybody. He takes a bite out of it and looks, and something moved in his sandwich. He opens it up, and there is a slug in his sandwich.
Oh,
how about that?
Excellent.
So my dad, being like the really nice guy and, you know, give him the benefit of the doubt kind of a thing, he goes back to the restaurant mm-hmm. to show them that it's in there. He returns it. They give him a new sandwich. He brings it home, opens it up, and there's a huge mold spot in the top of the bun.
Good times.
Oh, no.
Like double whammy.
Good times.
All he wanted was a new sandwich.
Yep.
That's terrible. I think I would rather, you never want to find any foreign object in your food. I think I'd prefer a slug, though, to a Band-Aid or a fingernail.
Oh, yeah, no question.
It's organic.
Yeah, at least it's organic. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
That's the protein.
All right.
So,
eat up, people.
Thank have
you.
A good one.
Thank you, Pam.
Thank you.
Everyone
you
have a
much.
Good one. That's the point
wow,
today.
Where is Gene Simmons lately? Is he on vacation, by the way?
Just saying you could get him a mirror. That'd probably be what he liked the most.
That's well, not a bad idea.
His whole house is covered in mirrors. Come on, we're
an
talking about Psycho
mirror.
Mike.
Kevin and Bean Show, 8:41. We're talking about what to get Psycho Mike for Christmas.
Well, here's the thing, and this is universal, and everybody will acknowledge that what I am saying is true. You have a Christmas list each year of people you buy gifts for?
Mm-hmm.
Some people, Lisa May, for instance, incredibly easy to buy presents for, okay?
And incredibly easy.
Yes, both.
And incredibly easy also, right. Then other, Omar, incredibly difficult. Almost impossible. The dude is not into anything.
Yeah. He's
all right?
Tough, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He grows his own. You can't even buy him that. So, okay, nothing for Omar. Then you look at a guy like Psycho Mike, easiest person ever in the whole world. You can get him a mirror. That's a great idea. You can buy him a picture of Psycho Mike. You
sure.
can get him a painting of Psycho Mike. You can get him something with Psycho Mike's name engraved in it. You can get him a song about Psycho. I mean, anything has to do with him. Anything that says, hey, look at me, is all Mike cares about.
He does like him. That does happen.
Yeah.
So we've been going through the list for days, and I do believe, Bean, you have stumbled on to the exact perfect item Thank from the National Star Registry.
Naming a star makes a marvelous eternal gift for anyone, Kevin. From parents to spouses to top employees, everyone appreciates the unique present of their very own star to look into the sky. So in other words, it's the perfect gift for a loved one, an eternal home for your name in the night sky, officially recorded by the International Star Council.
Just bogus.
Oh, is it?
Yes, it's
bogus. Is it?
Yes.
Hundreds of thousands of people have bought star names for their loved ones.
Bo and Gus, two words.
Are you saying that's a bad gift?
Yes.
That people got a bad gift for people?
It's bogus.
No, that's just not true.
Everybody knows that's bogus, right? Ali in Fullerton, good morning.
Hi.
Hi. Your boyfriend gave this to you?
Yeah, for our anniversary, it's kind of near Christmas, he gave me a star.
And what did you think?
What'd you do with it? Did you just put it in a drawer?
Well, they both come in big, like, frames.
And did you say, why did you give me a bogus gift for our anniversary?
No, I thought it was really cute.
Oh.
Allie, you didn't. You understand that the star is not really named after you, right? You understand you could get in your car and drive down to to Caltech or something, or whoever's in charge of the night sky, and you could say, hey, show me my star. And they'd say, well, you don't have a star.
Allie?
You know, like, when you get it shows you, like, a map. You get one with that says your name on it.
Right.
But it says, has been presented to you.
Right.
But there's no star in the sky named after you, Allie. It doesn't exist. That's the only problem we have with this gift is that they're not giving you what they're selling you.
She has a map.
They can't name a star after you.
Allie, you know that it's bogus, right?
No, I think it's cute. Well, I really like stars.
Oh, my God. Did you really think they named a star after you?
Yeah.
They did. They did, Allie.
They
and
did.
I think that's a nice
and
gift
your
that your boyfriend
is
gave you.
The best.
He must really love you.
Yes.
Okay, thanks for talking. Oh, my God.
Dude.
Oh, no.
Dude.
He knew what he was doing.
Oh, no.
He knew his audience, didn't he?
He did, yes.
People are believing it. What's going on?
This Allie's is the time there's no Santa.
James in Fraser Park, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I think it's a totally great idea. A lot of the people do know that it's not real. If you read the fine print on your little thing you get in the mail from it, it tells you it's not real. But it's more like a sentimental thing. It's like people enjoy it. People like it.
But why does it cost $49 if they're not really doing it?
That's a good point.
It's a total novelty thing. I mean, you get this cool plaque. You get a map, and like it tells you, it like circles the star you get, and it gives you the
except for the fact, right? Except for the fact that you don't get that star. That's the thing that kind of bugs us.
Well, who says you don't? But to you, you get it. But who says you don't get it?
Well,
the company that you buy it from says you don't get it. They say that it's not recognized by official bodies. The star isn't named after you, James. That's our only problem with buying someone the star to get named after him is that it's not.
But to that company, it's your star. The scientific community, who gives them the right to, like, name these stars anyways? It's only for, like, scientific study.
I love you, James.
Who gave them that right anyway?
I love you guys, too, but it's totally a cool thing. It's just, you know, I only want people that do believe it are the sappy girlfriends and the little kids that get them for Christmas.
How many have you given, James? How many times have you given this to
this
a girl?
This is James's go-to gift every year.
Well, you've given one?
And I've gotten one.
And did you really, really appreciate it when you got it?
That's the thing. You really appreciate it when you get it because it means that someone cares about you enough to, like, give you a star.
To give you a bogus gift, right,
except
exactly.
They don't
it's totally bogus. I understand that, but it's so much fun.
Oh, Bean, that's what we were missing.
Oh, I didn't know it was fun.
Thank you, James. That's a good call. All right.
Let's talk to Milt. He's calling for the LBC. He got one as a wedding gift. Let's see what his reaction was when he opened up the envelope from his wife, and it was a freaking star. Good morning, Milt. You're on K-Rock.
It was our first wedding anniversary. You know, like the 25th is silver and the 50th is gold. Well, first year is paper.
Right.
So she gave me a piece of paper that said I got a star, and now it hangs in my office, and everybody knows I have a star.
Right, except for Milt, I want to hear you say the words, I don't have a star.
Well, no, I don't.
Okay.
I got a map and a circle, and I got a big plaque, and no, I don't have a star.
Okay, good.
No, you don't.
I got nothing.
I'm just checking.
You got nothing. As long as you understand when you give this gift, you're given nothing.
It's just...
I've given the gift as well.
It's amazing to us. The people we already talked to two people who said, "Well, who says they can't? You're not giving it to you." The people kind of want to believe it's real.
They definitely, and everyone knows he has a star.
Well, it was more important to my wife to give me a star than the fact that it wasn't.
Then she should have given you a star instead of a fake piece of paper.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. You married badly, Milt. I'm sorry for have to tell you, but thank you for the call. Now let's go to Chris, who had a different reaction. He's also in the LBC. Good morning, Chris. You're on K Rock with Kevin and Bean.
Hey, Kevin. Hey, Bean. Hey, Lisa.
Hi.
How are you guys doing?
Good. You received a star from somebody?
Yeah, I received a star from my ex-girlfriend. At the time, we were living in L.A., and she just and our relationship was kind of rocky, so she decided to get me something nice. So she got me a freaking star, and when I got it, you know, it was a nice frame and the map and blah, blah, blah. And the first thing that came to my head was, why in the hell would you get me a star if we live in L.A.? I mean, I can't even see it. We live in a small city.
That's true.
Hey, Chris, you know there's nothing to see, right?
Exactly.
You didn't even get a star.
That's what I mean.
Every one of these people refers to it as if they got it.
I'm like, what the hell do you want me to do with this? I'm like, I might as well just use it for toilet paper.
There you go. Now you're talking.
It doesn't make any sense. So it has to go. Just had to go.
Okay, I don't know what you're talking about, Chris. Thank you.
I think she made the right decision to break it up with you.
Squeeze in one more. This is Christina in North Hollywood. Hi.
Good morning, everybody.
You got a star?
I got a star.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Quote unquote, got a star. You know what? It's bitching.
It's bitching.
Really? You're happy with it?
I'm an attention whore. It's in my living room. It gives me something more to talk about myself. I love it.
You put it in your living room?
It's in my living. It's in a beautiful frame. It's in my living room above my computer, and it's great. I love it.
And when you say it gives you something to talk about yourself, do you say these words? That's a certificate for a star somewhere in the sky that's not named after me.
This was given to me by my ex-boss and symbolically represents his intention to give me a star, although it's... You know,
even though he couldn't.
Right.
Even though he couldn't afford
it. I'll never understand this. There are so many people that seem so happy with this kid.
They do. They're thrilled.
It's just bizarre to me.
Well, it's missing us, but hundreds of thousands of these are sold, and that's what's remarkable. We asked producer Lightning to line us up one of the companies, and I guess YourStar.com is one of the companies that does offer this service, and we've got Lou Amoroso on the phone with us right now. Good morning, Louis. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're good. We're
baffled.
Baffled a bit.
How do you do it? Tell us what we're missing. Why is this such a big industry, particularly for this time of year for Christmas gifts, Louis?
Well, I'll tell you, I think some of the people on the phone sort of answered that already. It is just a really caring gift. It's even though you guys are right technically by, you know, some government bureaucrat sitting in some office in Washington, it's not recognized that the star is named after you in their minds and in our records and secured in our vault and on our online archives. It is named after them.
But it isn't named after them. Just because it says so in your computer doesn't mean it is. Right?
Well...
What am I missing?
Louis, let me put it another way, because maybe we're not asking the question properly. Let's say that Kevin and I decided today that the city of Los Angeles from here on out is going to be named Kevin and Beanville. We've decided that the city is named after us. Now, no one else knows it. It's not on a map. Nobody else refers to it that way. No one's ever going to call it that except for us. But somehow we've decided that Los Angeles is now Kevin and Beanville. It doesn't make Los Angeles Kevin and Beanville. It's just us in our little fantasy world. And that's what you're offering, is a little fantasy world of something that doesn't exist.
You know what? If you named the city after your wife and she thought it was named after her...
Then I would have to get rid of her because she's crazy. This kills me. It's like a company out there saying, hey, we're going to sell you a bike. Bike not included. You know what I mean? But send in money because we're going to have on record someplace that we gave you a bike. Bike not included.
You can argue with him, but it's working.
It is working, yes.
You know what? Some of the messages that people put on these stars, people love it.
The people love it.
What kind of it's more than just attaching someone's name to a star? You can actually put a message on it too?
Yeah, you can put a message on it as well. And
like what? What's an example of that?
You mean on the card you give them, you can put a message?
Right, on the card, and then that's stored in the archives as well. Memoriams, you know, dedications of these stars. I mean, it's a really romantic gift and or a...
But it's not a gift, because nothing exists. There's no star named after that. So those people and all those sentiments, they could just write it on a card and hand it to you.
Allie has a star
but
named
instead,
after her.
They pay $39.95 so that they can get a star named after them.
It is the perfect gift of
That's not a gift.
Thought. It's a gift of thought.
It's the perfect gift that doesn't get you anything.
It gets you something, but whenever that person receives it, they have undying gratitude.
No. No, I don't think that's true.
Is it any wonder the rest of the world hates us?
Well, that's a good point. Thank you, Lisa. 8:57, time for the Showbiz Beat. Here's Ralph.
By the way, I was reminded by a K-Rock listener, and I appreciate this, that the character from Watchmen that the other caller last hour said I couldn't be because it was the owl, it's actually called Night Owl.
Night Owl. So you're clean and clear.
Day Owl?
So I'm in the I'd be Day Owl. That sounds like a Harry Belafonte song. I would be
just the owl.
The owl. I'm free and clear. And there's another character named Owl Man, but not the owl.
That's
so far as the owl.
You're
the
in.
Owl, I think, is in.
Now, if you're going to be the owl and fight crime, as you're suggesting, are you going to go with K-Rock Lister and Token Kevin to be Black Fan Anel, who wants to be your sidekick, the Dark Pigeon?
Yes. I will be taking the Dark Pigeon under my
dark
wing.
Dark Pigeon's going to go? Okay.
And we shall fight throughout the night fighting crime.
And is your website, like you said last hour, going to be OLW?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, right.
Which means Obnoxious Listeners Writing. That's what OLW stands for. Everyone who pointed that out.
Welcome to my life, my friend. Yeah.
You're going to be really tired if you're out all night fighting crime and then have to come in here and do this show.
Right? Whoop, guess I'll have to quit. Whoops. See ya.
Every superhero at night has to have a day job, though, Ralph. Cover.
Yeah, that's true.
Can't just sleep.
Can't I be just a millionaire playboy like Bruce Wayne is? I'd rather be that.
Can you?
If you don't mind.
Yeah, that would be better. You're right about that.
Than like a, you know, some reporter crap like Clark Kent or something.
Yeah.
By the way, coming up after the news, we'll talk to controversial Girls Gone Wild founder Joe Francis from jail. I admire what this guy does, getting women to take off their tops and selling the videos. I think that's awesome, but he also seems like a little bit of a douchebag, so I don't really know how this interview is going to go.
I can't condone that, being a crime fighter and all. I can't condone you coddling the criminal ilk.
You have brand new status now.
That's right.
Wow, everything's going to be seen through those glasses, those giant
My giant
glasses.
Owl goggles. Here's a great story. This will make David King Mexico very sad, because his personal lord and savior, Billy Blanks,
Tybo guy?
Creator of Tybo.
I'm doing Tybo.
I'm Tybo. I can fight anyone now. I have Tybo. Well, his son, Billy Blanks Jr., is having a lawsuit brought against him.
Uh-oh.
Seems that Billy Blanks Jr. wanted to be a singer, so he got a manager named Anthony Riccio.
Mm-hmm.
Or Riccio. And they launched his career, but apparently no one wanted to hear him sing. So what they did was they brainstormed and came up with a new fitness plan. Like father, like son. Only this one merged singing, performance, dancing, and karaoke into a fitness exercise. Billy called it karaoke size. His manager called it cardioke.
Okay.
And they took this to the streets and tried to sell it, and apparently some people actually bought it. And now his manager is claiming 30% profit participation, saying he wasn't given the money he was due, so he is suing young Billy Blanks Jr.
Well, that's stupid.
We got to get our hands on some of the karaoke tapes.
Yes, we do.
Or karaoke size, depending on which plan you like.
You sing while you exercise?
Yes, Bean. It's obvious how that burns calories.
Makes sense at all.
Oh, it makes so much sense.
He's suing for like
$900.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's just pathetic on every level.
This is f***ing retarded.
I did want someone to say karaoke, though.
Yeah.
Very clever.
That is good.
Now, the owl really settles all disputes personally, right?
No.
I mean, there's no need for to sue anymore because you just make a judgment.
I have no sway in the courts whatsoever. That's not,
oh, I see.
That's
okay.
Not my concern.
You work outside the courts.
Exactly. I bring criminals to justice with my own claws of justice.
Claws of justice, right.
The talons of terror. The wings of justice.
You used that one already.
Yeah. The wings of
should have some on the W.
Righteousness.
Or righteousness, maybe.
Righteousness. Quiet Riot's lead singer Kevin DeBrow died on November the 25th in his home in Las Vegas, and the Clark County, Nevada's coroner office has just released their findings. They claim he died of an accidental cocaine overdose.
I'm sorry, who?
Kevin DeBrow, White Quiet Riot's lead. Remember Come On, Feel the Noise?
Sure.
Or Come On, Feed the Nose?
Oh. Sure.
Oh, ouch.
See what he did
See?
See what?
It's
see
tragedy
what,
plus time.
See what the owl did there?
That was the owl? You can blame everything on the owl?
Isn't that sweet?
Wow,
it's
I
nice
need
having
that.
Two identities, isn't it?
I need that.
Scarlett Johansson and her boyfriend Ryan Reynolds.
He sure makes the rounds.
Apparently having some problems. According to Star Magazine, Ryan Reynolds is complaining that Scarlett is constantly asking him to walk her dog Maggie and take care of Maggie while Scarlett's out working, making movies. Ryan recently complained he feels more like a dog sitter than a boyfriend, to which the rest of the world said, shut up, you're Ryan Reynolds, you're dating Scarlett Johansson.
Exactly.
Just walk the freaking dog. Just shut up and walk the dog.
A euphemism?
You're the luckiest man on the planet.
And by the way, this isn't Al Pacino or George Clooney sitting at home and we're being deprived of movies. This is Ryan Reynolds, and we're not really waiting for your next film, so don't worry about it.
I hope Scarlett gets a couple more dogs. Keeps you busy.
The fact that she doesn't call the police when she comes home and you're in the house is a bonus.
That's a win.
Just let it go.
Just walk the dog. Just shut up and walk the dog.
Just dig him for some reason. I mean, I know my wife loves him. I know Alex loves him. What's it Ryan Reynolds got?
Well, it's not his acting.
Not his acting.
But he is built.
Alex loves him.
She does.
Because he's dreamy.
So does my wife.
Yeah, but Alex is built-er, not
that's
that
true.
Strict.
Right.
Yeah.
If you have anything dangling between your legs, Alex is a pretty good bet. That's all I'm saying.
And you'll get your turn.
He's getting long.
And here's some good news. On the red carpet, interviewing celebrities before the 80th Annual Academy Awards coming up next year.
Yes.
Joan Rivers.
It won't be Joan Rivers.
Oh, good. Oh.
Or her daughter, Melissa.
Oh, good.
Or even Ryan Seacrest.
Oh. What are they doing?
ABC has asked Regis Philbin to man the red carpet.
That would be great.
That's going to be great.
Well, it's going to be better.
He's a guy with a sense of humor. He knows the celebrities. He's easygoing. He's a good interviewer. I think it's an excellent choice.
Most importantly, he's professional and will actually research the people that he's talking to before he talks to them.
Right.
It's the most
And his
questions will be relevant, and the conversation will be breezy and fun, and I think it's an excellent choice on the part of ABC.
I agree.
By the way, Regis is 76 years old. He's been around almost as long as the Oscars.
Wow.
When he was born, they gave out the fourth Oscars.
True.
Just keep that in mind, Reg.
That is a good point.
It's a little weird.
It's weird that he, at his age, keeps adding new jobs to his resume, too, because doesn't he have a game show that's coming next year, 2008, he's already filmed a bunch of? I mean, like, the guy does not slow down.
It's insane. He's got too many jobs.
Yes, he does.
And Us Weekly is reporting that Paris Hilton is a good actress.
What?
What?
According to the director of her latest film, The Hottie and the Naughty, Tom Putnam said that she showed up on the set, knew all her lines, and impressed him and the other actors as well. Wow, Paris impressed the director and cast of The Hottie and the Naughty? She must be a great actress.
That guy doesn't just accept anyone.
No, he doesn't.
He's got standards.
He makes films like The Hottie and the Naughty. He has really got some high bar
he
that
got
you need
credibility.
To jump over from the acting community. So.
Hey, is Ryan Reynolds in that one?
I don't believe he is. He auditioned, but he was too busy walking the dog. And director Robert Rodriguez is spoiling his fiancée Rose McGowan, according to Star Magazine. He recently flew to Ireland, where she was filming a movie, and brought her a diamond necklace and some earrings.
Dude, wow.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Robert's getting divorced from his wife, and they have five kids, so enjoy it now, Rose, before the alimony and child support starts kicking in. He also has been taking her to all the places she's always wanted to see, like the Grand Canyon and Dollywood. Wow, he sprung for a trip to Dollywood? You are spoiling her, Bobby.
She's just got the one leg, though, right? I mean, you got to kind of cut her some slack.
Let a machine gun in Dollywood?
That was a movie.
That's kind of weird, actually. I went to Dollywood last year, guys.
Stop it!
Yeah.
I did.
Stop it!
Okay, but don't tell anyone.
How do you say that out loud? I went to Dollywood.
It was phenomenal.
For those of you who don't know, it is the Dolly Parton theme park in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, where she grew up. It's a theme park built around Dolly Parton.
You should see the roller coaster, though. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to see the Dolly Parton Museum. I wanted to see her memorabilia and musical career collection. And
this
it was fascinating.
Is retarded.
Why
Dolly
do you
Parton Museum?
Do you force us to beat you? Why do you do that?
Because it's just neat to go and see, you know, the original handwritten lyrics for "I Will Always Love You" and things like that.
Some of
the memorabilia.
Say that!
Memorabilia from her long and varied career. She's one of the greatest songwriters ever.
She's a country singer with big cans. That's all
she's written.
Unless her cans are under glass at the museum, there's no point in going.
Do you remember what a case of the ass Bean was having about going to Italy? But
yeah,
Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Bitching and moaning. His wife was dragging him to Italy.
Didn't care for Italy.
But couldn't get fast enough to Dollywood.
Because it's neat.
Neat to sing the handwritten lyrics of I Will Always Love You.
It was kind of neat. I enjoyed
it very much.
There's
a photo of her and Porter Wagner.
And costumes and photos and video clips and statues and just all sorts of stuff.
Is there any way you can just shut the...
Grammys? Sorry.
Can't say that.
What was that?
We all feel that way. Hey, It's late, but I got to give away these tickets. I don't want people to miss out on the opportunity to do this really cool thing.
Give them away. Joe Francis isn't going anywhere.
That's true.
He's in jail. He'll be there.
Might keep him from getting shivved while he's on the phone. There's a very cool K-Rock screening of a brand new movie called Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story starring John C. Reilly.
Who we're going to talk to tomorrow, by the way.
Life story of the legendary musician Dewey Cox. So you get to see that film, and then afterwards, this is the neat part, John C. Reilly will be there himself performing as Dewey Cox, and you'll get to hear some of the music from the movie. So if you'd like to go, it's at the Arclight Cinemas in Hollywood, one of my favorite places to see a motion picture. If you'd like to attend, we've got 15 pairs of tickets right now, just to the first 15 callers. If you're calling right now, 1-800-520-1067, and you're caller 1 through 15, you will get a pair of tickets to attend this very special K-Rock event, so... That's my gift to you. Merry Christmas, everybody. Today's celebrity birthdays. Jermaine Jackson turns 53 years old today. He, of course, is he the eldest of the Jacksons?
Who knows?
I think he may be.
He could be.
Marlon, right?
I'm not sure.
Gary Dorden, who plays Warwick Brown on CSI, is 41. Most Deaf actor and writer is 34 years old today. And Nikki Sixx, our pal from Motley Crue, is 49 years old today. Seems so long ago now before the Screw the Crew campaign.
It does.
You guys are on board with the crew now. You don't seem nearly as hateful as you used to be.
Well, they're not coming back as strong.
Yeah. He is at 49. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You know, when I was a little kid, I used to look up to Joe Francis so much, I wanted to see his face on the money. I really thought he's the guy who's doing the Lord's work. I mean, he's the guy who's out there filming topless women's and selling them to me on DVD. But now I'm like so confused, I don't know what to think anymore. Now that he's in all this trouble with the law, I don't know what to believe. I don't know what the real story is. And we're fortunate enough to have Mr. Joe Francis on the line, the man behind the Girls Gone Wild franchise, from jail, along with, I believe, his attorney, David Houston. Good morning, gentlemen. Welcome.
Good morning. And I think Joe just joined us. His calls cycle out about every 14 minutes. You're absolutely correct about
what's up, guys?
Hey, Joe.
Hey.
There he is.
Doing?
We're fine. Joe, what jail are you in? Where are you right now?
I'm actually in Reno, being held here in Reno, but I'm being held on a detainer from Florida. It's kind of complicated, but I have not been convicted of a crime. I think... That's a common misconception out there. I have not been convicted of a crime, nor have I committed a crime, but I am being held because a Florida town has a vendetta against me dating back to 2003 when I sued them and won for sticking up for my First Amendment rights to be able to film Girls Gone Wild there. And they have come at me with a vengeance ever since, charging me.
Okay, now, we want to hear about that. We definitely want to hear about those charges. My understanding, though, I thought you were in jail having something to do with tax evasion. Is that not true?
Yeah, no. What happened was, when I was put in jail for not settling a civil lawsuit this year in Florida in April, thank God I had a tax issue come up. Therefore, my attorneys were able to use that tax issue to get me indicted and transferred to Reno, Nevada, where I received a bail after being here for 1 hour. The judge said, David Houston, who's my attorney on the phone, got me released by a judge who said Mr. Francis shouldn't spend one more, a federal judge, Mr. Francis shouldn't spend one more night in jail, released me, and then Florida lodged a detainer against me so I couldn't leave. I have a bail on the tax case, and the tax case is not a big deal, and it's not what I'm in jail for.
You know, when we got the bail in the tax case, this is Dave Houston, we got the bail in the tax case on June 4th. The judge evaluated everything, including Florida cases. As soon as we got that bail, the very next day, Florida revoked Joe's bail so that he couldn't get out, regardless of what the federal court had stated.
Now, my understanding is that it's the mayor in Panorama City. How does he have that much pull?
Well, here's what happened, guys. In 2003, we were doing a pay-per-view on Spring Break down there, and I said, you know, we're going to Panama City, which I announced very publicly, and we had already paid the money and set this whole thing up, this event. And they said, don't come to our city. They said, if you come here, you will be arrested, and Joe Francis, you are scum-sucking trash. That's what the mayor said on television.
Right. All right.
I filed a lawsuit in Tallahassee in federal court asserting, in the vein of Larry Flint and all those who have come before me, standing up as a hero for my First Amendment rights. And I sued not only the mayor, I sued the chief of police, the sheriff, and the city of Panama City. I won. 2 weeks after I won and I was victorious in that lawsuit, I went down there, and they did arrest me. Now, I thought it was going to be, in my wildest dreams, it was maybe a symbolic arrest.
This call is subject to monitoring and recording.
A symbolic arrest, and I'm brought before a judge and released? No. These guys charged me with 71 felonies.
71 felonies?
Totaling 335 years in prison, the most charged against any individual in the state of Florida at one time.
And by the way, the state of Florida, where Mr. O.J. Simpson resides, has a free man, by the way.
Yeah. These 71 felonies were based upon two 17-plus-year-old girls who lied to a cameraman, Nigel Francis. He wasn't even present. It was an independently contracted cameraman they met up with at their desire. They lied about their age. They lied about their age on a release. They lied about their age on camera. They did a shower scene. They admit they didn't meet Joe Francis till afterwards in a parking lot outside, but yet Joe Francis was arrested and charged with 71 felonies ranging from drug trafficking to racketeering.
Now, okay, now let me jump in real quick, guys, because your attorney, Mr. Houston, just brought up the 17-year-old girls, which had a lot of publicity. And I remember a couple of months ago on TMZ.com, they actually posted the video of the girls that independent cameraman shot, saying, yes, I am 18, shows them signing the forms. As far as I was concerned, when I saw that, I thought, well, they have to drop this case. How is that evidence not enough for them to withdraw the charge?
Those were different girls, but the same thing happened here, guys. The same thing happened, but it's worse here because these girls also sued me after. Okay, let me. So, based on two 17-year-old girls lying, I'm in jail just because I own Girls Gone Wild. Okay, that's their theory.
Right.
I'm the owner. I have nothing. I'm not involved at all in the thing. But at the same time, in 2003, they also, when they arrested me, they seized my plane on the tarmac there in Panama City. By order of the sheriff, and sent out a press release saying that a quantity of cocaine had been found aboard Joe Francis's 22-passenger jet.
Right.
Well, A, it's not a 22-passenger jet. B, there were never any drugs found, and it was a complete fabrication.
Has that been proven that there were no drugs?
That was proven.
Yes.
Not only was it proven, the police admitted that they lied with the intent to deceive the court and humiliate and embarrass me. They flat out. So 60 days later, I won the plane back. But not before they tried to have some yokel helicopter pilot who flew the sheriff helicopter down there move it, started the cockpit fire, did $4 million in damage to it. Okay, that I've been suing the sheriff's department ever since. And that's why they've been coming after me.
What the hell's going on here?
Because of what happened, because of the way the police behaved, the judge said in the judge's order, and you can see this order on meetjoefrancis.com, the judge said that the police officers lied with the intent to deceive the court, and because of that, she threw out 67 of the 71 original charges.
Okay.
Okay.
This call
well, that's
is
a step in the right direction.
Monitoring and recording.
Yeah, we know that, lady. Hey, Mr. Houston, it seems like with everything that you guys have described on the phone in the last few minutes, that if you were a better attorney, you could figure out a way to get this thing dismissed.
Well, you know, I'd like to tell you, first of all, I haven't been involved that long, but I will tell you, every step that we have taken since I've been in the case has been met by Florida, either revoking bail and placing a detainer on him, which, of course, we appealed to the Florida appellate court. But the Florida appellate court neatly dodged the issue by saying, we can't really help you because Mr. Francis is in the custody of the United States of America. At which point, we have gone to the federal judge, and we're asking a federal judge to grant what's called a writ, which essentially says, Florida, we're not going to pay attention to your detainer because we think you have issued it for all of the wrong reasons.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that does happen.
So we're in the process.
All right, let me ask you this, Joe. Why were we pitched you as being available for an interview? Is this for public relations? Is that why you wanted to get the word out about what's going on in your case?
Now, here's what I'm asking people to do, and I'm doing a lot of these interviews right now. And what I'm asking people to go to meetjoefrancis.com, and I'm asking people to help out because I do need people's help. There's a button on the front page of meetjoefrancis.com, a red button that says Help Now. You can go on meetjoefrancis.com. You can read the legal story. Or if you've heard enough here and you know, you think this is intolerable, It takes 15 seconds of your time. Enter your name, your email address, click send. That'll auto-generate a letter to the Attorney General of Florida, Bill McCollum, and the Florida Governor, Charlie Crist. And it's simply asking them to open an investigation in the matter. It's not saying who's right, who's wrong. It's simply asking for an impartial investigation into the actions of these officials in Panama City, Florida.
And that sounds reasonable. And, Joe, if there's one thing you know more than anyone else, and we've talked about this a lot on our show before, is that people go ballistic over consenting adults doing things that involve nudity. They just go crazy with it because I don't approve of it, so nobody should be allowed to do it. And it sounds like you're very much the victim of that mentality in this case.
Well, and listen, because the bail issue is so over the top. Everyone in this country gets bail for everything. I've been in jail 8 months. I am not convicted of a crime. They know I will not be convicted because I haven't done anything. And they're using bail as a punishment to say, we got Joe Francis. We kept him in jail for 8 months. Guys, every single person, unless you're accused of double murder or you're designated an enemy combatant in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, is afforded the right, the Eighth Amendment constitutional right to bail. When I was in the jail in Panama City, Florida, the guy one cell over from me is a guy named Herman Harmon. This guy shot a guy in the head with a .38, killed him, is in jail facing the death penalty right next to me, then escapes from his cell, takes a guard hostage with a weapon, escapes from the jail. They find him. They put him back in a day later. He goes to the same court that denies me bail. He gets $85,000. Gets out on $85,000 bail.
Wow.
But what about where I read that you were staying in jail on purpose? What's that? What is that about?
I'm staying in jail in Reno on purpose, so I don't have to be sent back to Panama City, where all this corruption is.
Oh, I see.
What happened, guys, is we had to fight to get him out of Florida, to get him into the federal system, because they didn't want to let loose of him, literally.
Right.
Once we got him here, and we got him bail, and that was the first thing that occurred with the federal judge, who said, hey, this guy shouldn't be in jail. As soon as the federal judge did that, Florida, as we spoke, responded by revoking his bail, which means if we bail him out here, he's immediately transferred back to Florida.
I got you.
They call it
detainer. Okay. I got you.
All right. Let me give out the address again on the web if you want to check it out. Read more about what we've discussed and then make a decision about what you want to do. And I think Joe's plea for some help to get this at least investigated makes a lot of sense to me. It's meetjoefrancis.com. Meetjoefrancis.com is the site. Joe, how long has it been since you've seen a woman's boobs?
Well, thankfully, because of my case, I'm allowed to view DVDs of different cases. So,
good man.
Okay, because I mean, let's face it, we'd all hate being in jail. We'd all miss women. But a guy like Joe Francis, with the life that he lives, imagine how much he misses Girls Gone Wild. Let's be honest. All right, very cool. I'm glad we got a chance to catch up and hear from you. It's a fascinating case, Joe. Thank you. Good luck in Reno.
It's good to be home for a little bit. You know.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. And Mr. Houston, thank you for joining us. And I hope that. I hope that we get some sort of an update maybe after the first of the year, if that's possible.
And thank you so much, guys.
Cutting out. Sorry about that. All right. David Houston, thank you. Joe Francis, thank you.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
We have such tremendous calls on hold. We need 10 minutes. We've only got 3. But here's what you get for being on the air with us. A $100 Kevin Jewelers gift card with 21 locations to serve you. 1-800-520-1067. Let's talk to Alex in Walnut, by the way, who's registering a complaint with the Kevin and Bean Show. I didn't even know the complaint department was open.
Alex, good morning.
What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
I just wanted to complain about your skits and how they just keep going downhill lately.
I'd like to complain about that as well. I think I'm with you, Alex.
Alex is absolutely right.
I would like to register a complaint along with you about the quality of our own show.
What's your problem with the farting kangaroos?
I have no problem with the kangaroos. I've actually heard some skits from you guys, which I enjoy a lot.
Look.
But then
lately,
Ralph has been doing, you know, a kangaroo, and then I remember he did a panda.
Uh-huh, sure.
What's your point? A monkey in Africa.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
And then a long time ago when I was listening to your show, when China was starting their space program, he was some Asian dude from the space program.
Right. But you're saying that the skits used to be funny, now they're just hilarious.
Well,
or less funny.
I'm just saying if you guys are trying to entertain me,
We're not doing a good job.
You're not doing a good job.
I would like to say that as well. I would like to say that we're not entertaining me either.
All right, we do not have a defense for your argument, so you have won.
You win. Hang on.
Thank you very much.
You got a gift card from Kevin Jewelers. That's got to mean something.
Look, the writers are on strike, okay?
That's right. What do you want us to do?
We're making stuff up as we go along here.
You guys remember the dude in the parking lot when Kevin and Psycho Mike went to the Slayer concert? Remember the guy we fell very deeply in love with?
Oh, my God. The best guy ever.
Yeah! everybody! you! Eat suck your mom! Die!
Yeah, that guy went on for about an hour. I'm not sure if this is the guy, but he says he's on the phone. Is this Yasir?
It's Yasir.
Yeah, we can't really, we can edit that when we talk to you in the parking lot, but we can't really put that on the air live, Yasir, if you don't mind.
No, I just say the F word. I just say F. I don't say
okay,
the F.
Okay, okay, that's cool. So why are you calling, dude? You've heard that your tape has been very popular here at K-Rock, right?
Hey, yeah, man, I'm trying to get you guys. I'm trying to pitch a reality show. It's called Bow. Bachelor on Wheels, right?
That's right. You were in a wheelchair, weren't you?
Bachelor on Wheels.
That's right.
You can't use that language, dude.
But I love his idea.
I do too.
But we're going to choose between a walker and a non-walker.
All right, but we're going to have to talk to him about it off the air because we don't have any more delay. That's it. We can't talk to him.
Aww. You're a coward.
Yes, sir. Hold on.
Kevin is a coward. I may do bad skits, but Kevin is a coward.
All right,
so
listen,
put that in your complaint box.
All right, we're smoking.
I'm going to suggest this to you guys. We have a very full show tomorrow. Can we schedule Yasser and have him on and talk to him when we get back in January? Talk to him about his show and see if we can get his show up and running, because I think that's a great idea.
Take Yasser's phone number and email address, and we'll contact him in a non-threatening way.
And we will put together a show called Bow.
Yes.
Thanks to all of our special guests, and that includes Joe Francis in jail from Reno from Girls Gone Wild. Good luck with that. Go to meetjoefrancis.com. Also, thanks to Jesse from Team Brittany, who we're all very deeply in love with, for joining us on the program today. We got a huge show tomorrow, am I right?
Yes, we do. It's monstrous. Join us, won't you? David Alan Greer, Kat Von D, John C. Reilly from Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox Story.
And hookers.
And hookers.
Go Bean.
Cast next. 40 minutes. We got it.